Yeah, absolutely. Mm. It does seem absolutely absurd, but it is great fun getting these insights.
Can't wait
it?
For the film.
Oh, goodness, yes. Thank you so much. My fabulous Friday panel, I think we can agree they definitely were. Henry Hill is assistant editor of Conservative Home. Steve Topper is a writer of the left-wing blog, The Canary. Thank you very, very much indeed. Just so that you know, we have got an update on events that are very, very worrying. A bus crash with a lorry near Burton-on-Trent. And we do have the very sad news that one of the pupils, a girl pupil aged 14, has died at the scene. A number of other pupils have been treated by ambulances there. That accident happened at 9 o'clock this morning. Very, very, very sad news there. Sorry to end on such a sad note. Joined now by John Holmes.
Hello.
Hello there. You've had a busy morning. You've been on Virgin, our sister station.
I was up at 4 a.m. to do breakfast on Virgin Radio. That's correct, because Edith Bowman couldn't be asked. So I did it for her.
So is that the technical reason that's been given out by management? You could go work for Sports Direct. You can with that attitude.
Yeah, and I was sick in Edith's fireplace. So, you know.
Yeah, you know,
that's
what,
not a euphemism.
That is very. I think we should just leave it there.
Probably.
I think this has already gone horribly wrong, this handover. Luckily, John Holmes did come up with me for a final payoff line, didn't you, that I should be giving?
Yeah, you were looking for a sign off.
Sign off. Yeah, see, I don't even know the terminology. I've worked in radio how many years? I still don't know this terminology. But apparently, you need to have something. You say, you know, stay, you know, be careful out there, stay safe, those sort of things. So they come up with it, and I keep forgetting to use it. So I'm back at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Mr. John Holmes is back with you from 1 o'clock after an update on the news. This is Talk Radio. Here's my sign off. Thanks anyway.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of Leyland Trade TrueGuard Smooth Masonry Paint for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so we won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Have I got PPI?
I've never liked making a fuss, especially when it came to PPI, until I came across haveigotppi.com. Their free PPI check really helped me. But now the claim clock is ticking. The deadline for missold PPI has been set for August 2019. So text HAVE to 80800 for your free PPI check before it's too late.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's HAVE to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after one. Good afternoon. It's Friday. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, teen dies in school bus crash, protests at the G20 summit, and five-story tower block collapses in Italy.
Talk Radio.
Starting off with some breaking news, a teenage girl has died in a crash on a school trip in Birmingham. Pupils from John Taylor High School were in a minibus which collided with a lorry in Castle Vale just after 9 o'clock this morning. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Theresa May insists she's still being taken seriously on the world stage despite the general election result. The Prime Minister is attending the G20 summit of world leaders in Hamburg, where violent protests have been taking place. She says that Britain will continue to have a good relationship with Europe after Brexit.
I do want to see that deep and special partnership with the EU, a comprehensive free trade agreement with the EU, so that we can continue to trade with the European Union. But that's not just in our interests, it's in the interests of the other 27 member states as well.
Eight people are thought to have been buried underneath a collapsed block of flats in southern Italy. Firefighters digging through rubble in Naples by hand to find survivors. The head of the inquiry into the Grenfell Tower fire has had a tense meeting with survivors of the disaster. Sir Martin Morbeck was heckled by residents as he denied he'd been overseeing a government hatchet job. Joe Delaney is from the Grenfell Action Group.
People went in with a reasonably open mind, but then again, I went into my meeting last week with Morbeck with a reasonably open mind. Frankly, he said one thing when he was in the meeting, and then he came out and acted extremely dismissive of all of the concerns that residents had raised.
And one of Britain's most successful cyclists has completed the transition to become a woman. Robert Miller, who's now called Philippa York, says she's gone public now because gender issues are no longer a subject of such ignorance and intolerance.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Yes. You?
Yeah, what's wrong with your glasses?
Oh, no, I've got a story to tell you. So what happened was, so I have rear reading glasses, obviously.
Yeah,
because I'm old. And
I wear glasses too, but I'm not old.
No, but yours aren't just reading glasses. You've had defective eyesight since years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas mine just deteriorated with age, which is a natural thing. However, I did start wearing reading glasses, and I got some reading glasses. Now, this morning, I was sitting in doing Virgin Breakfast for Edith Bowman.
Uh-huh.
And I had to do a pre-recorded interview with Placebo.
Oh, cool.
And during that, of course, I had some notes, and I had my glasses on to read my notes. And then I took my glasses off, but one of the arms of the glasses stayed behind my ear.
Oh, that's rubbish.
And this little screw, I spent 15 minutes trying to find the little screw on the floor of the studio. Couldn't find it.
Because you haven't got your glasses on.
Well, partly because I haven't got my glasses on. But also, I couldn't. So these are my emergency replacement, keep them in my bag for when a glasses mishap happens.
Right.
So just today. So they're just like travel, they're just like a travel pair of...
Were those...
But they look weird.
Were the same glasses
nose?
That deteriorated on your face, were those the ones that you were shouting praise at Specsavers a couple of weeks ago because they sent you free ones?
Yes.
So you're saying that the Specsavers ones were faulty?
Not shoddy, at all. No, no, not at all.
Shoddy of a bad quality.
I would never say that.
Is that what you're saying?
No, they were quite the opposite, in fact.
Okay.
The problem was, is because as anyone who wears them will know, they occasionally, the arms become a bit loose, don't they?
Yeah, mine are at the moment.
You have to tighten the screw.
Do you shop at Specsavers as well?
Stop it. And I failed.
Actually, not anymore, no.
I failed.
Well, after the whole screw thing, yeah.
Failed to do that. So I think they're excellent. And I'm going to go there to get them to put a little screw in, which they will do for free, by the way. Even if I'm not a customer, they will do that for free.
How do you know that?
Because I've done it before I used to go to Specsavers, and I was passing one day, and I said, my glasses loose, do you mind? This is my sunglasses, no less.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, could you just tighten for me? And they just go, yeah, of course, mate. And they did it for me. So
that's
actually,
nice.
That's good service, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there.
Mm. That might not be a policy, though.
I don't mind.
Yeah,
you might be encouraging people to get free Specs repairs.
Shoddy products like that, you have to have some sort of policy along that line.
Just pack it in. Anyway, that's why I'm wearing these ones, because my other one's broke and I haven't got the screw.
But they look weird on your face.
Well, they're weird. They're just... yes, I know, because you're used to the other ones.
Oh,
no, it's because they haven't got, like, the pads.
Sorry,
on the bridge
of just,
the nose.
No, I'm just hearing something in my ear. Apparently we've got a show to do.
Oh, right. Better get on with it then.
Yeah.
In that case, here's the weather. Talk Radio,
national weather. So it's still hot in parts of London and the south, but there's a chance of rain in central and northern areas, highs of 29 degrees.
It's all got a bit Friday already, hasn't it? Let's get Ben now with his pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. It's a busy day for Britain at Wimbledon, with four players looking to book their place in round four. Ali Ashbednay, Heather Watson, defending champion Andy Murray and Johanna Konta are all in action at SW19. To cricket, England were all out for 458 on day two of the first test at Lord's. Captain Joe Root was out for 190 in the end. South Africa are not long underway in their first innings, three without loss in the second over. Arsenal captain Per Mertesacker will retire at the end of the coming season. The defender will take charge of the Gunners Academy when he stops playing. Finally, British and Irish Lions wing Elliot Daly says he'd happily step up to take a decisive kick in tomorrow's crucial test with New Zealand in Auckland. Owen Farrell's the first choice kicker, but Daly, who's earned a reputation for converting long range efforts, says he'll step in if needed. Don't forget Lions All Blacks, the third test decider, is live on TalkSport tomorrow morning from 7. That's the latest sports news
powered by TalkSport. That's Ben with his pre-recorded sport, and Cornelius is absolutely right. We've just checked. We do have a programme to do.
Talk Radio.
This summer, it's time to escape with Sky Cinema. Now £10 a month for all our existing and new Sky TV customers. From The Secret Life of Pets...
What are we waiting for?
...to Rogue One, A Star Wars Story...
May the Force be with us.
There's something for all the family with Sky Cinema. Now £10 a month when you join or recontract your Sky TV. New to Sky? Bundles start from £22 a month. Search Sky Cinema. For existing and new Sky TV customers joining Sky Cinema. New 18-month contract and further terms apply. New Sky TV customers, £20 standard setup.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. I am Paul Ross. Played by celebrities. Today, I think we welcome Emmanuel Macron and Justin Trudeau, delivered to supermarkets and houses. Beneath the steam. Really?
What's... I can't handle more than two sausages.
It's me, Josh, Cornelius Mendes.
Oh, the genius.
His mum taught him how to French kiss at the bus stop.
Oh. Colour TV is 50 years old.
There are loads of these around. Well, I've got them at home. Arguably, you know, it makes it more accessible. I don't know.
And I'd be the referee in it all, to pull my trousers down and do all sorts of stuff. Oh, it was minging.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil. Not my words, of course, but the words of the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins from his poet God's Grandeur. And how many other afternoon shows on the radio begin with Victorian-era poetry? How many, eh? I'll tell you, none other afternoon shows. Not one, that's how many. I don't suppose Steve Wright over on Radio 2 is starting his big show, everybody, the big show, with the works of Robert Browning. Is he? No. He's too busy playing sound effects of people clapping. And I don't imagine whoever's on Radio 1 in the afternoons these days. Who is on Radio 1 in the afternoons of these days?
Scott Mills.
I bet Scott Mills isn't currently referencing the works of Christina Rossetti either, is he? No. And yes, I'm well aware that he's got more listeners than I have. But are his listeners discerning like you? No, they are not. They are idiots. Welcome then, discerning listener. And as Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, of course, are meeting today at the G20 in Hamburg. Like them, let us also unite. But where they are discussing Syria and the Ukraine and Russia's meddling in the US election, we are going to be having an end-of-the-week quiz and listening to a busker. That's what we're doing. Because it's a Friday. Friday, then. Friday, the thing of July. On the day after the judge appointed to oversee the Grenfell inquiry held a meeting. You just heard about this in the news. He held a meeting with residents and apparently lost the room. That's the quote. That's the headline. Grenfell judge lost meeting room. I mean, you'd think they'd have put a sign up or something telling him where it was, wouldn't you? I mean, if they can't even get that right, it doesn't bode well. Hello, then. I am a collection of skin and bones and human DNA called the name of John Holmes. And this is your Talk Radio programme, 1 till 4 in the afternoon thing. Also today, you may have heard about this as well, there are plans to put a statue of Margaret Thatcher in Parliament Square. Those plans have seemingly been blocked as it could be, they say, a target for vandals, much as the lady herself was when she was alive, of course. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm old enough to remember when Margaret Thatcher was spray-painted with a crude drawing of genitals by vandals. Remember that? And then some other vandals managed to evade security and climb up her. Got to the very top of her hair, didn't they? And then unfurled a banner down over Margaret Thatcher's face. I can't remember what it said. Justice for milk or something. Anyway, there's a chance the statue won't be built, and instead the thinking is now they'll just put Margaret Thatcher's skeleton there instead, because it's difficult to spray paint onto that, because there's a fewer surface area of that. But... by the way, the butter shortage that everybody's talking about as well? Thatcher's fault. First she came for our milk, and now she's taking our butter from beyond the grave. She hates dairy produce, Margaret Thatcher. She always did. That's why she closed the yoghurt mines in the 1980s. She's the very definition of dairy intolerant. Won't tolerate it. Not even now she's dead. Anyway, hello. Shall we see what's coming up on your Friday offering? Well, I can tell you that headline hijack's on the way. Yeah, here's what it is, in case you don't know. You make up a news story, we choose one, it could be yours, it goes into the bulletin at 2 o'clock, masquerading as actual truth news. Victoria has a news-shaped mouth.
It's this mouth.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Sometimes during the week it's used for news, not so much at the weekend. But, in fact... You could get your news into there by texting this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There is a roundup of showbiz on the way. That's what we do on a Friday. A man from Talk Sport will be here. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but he'll be bringing it to us. There's the news in haikus. It's the news, the current affairs, rendered understandable via the medium of Japanese poetry. There is work experience punditry to take you into the weekend as Fraser, our work experience, joins us to look forward to the films for the weekend. There's a brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. And it's Some Request Friday. Speeches and talks. Now, we're not allowed to play music. Radio 2 do all Request Friday. It's music. We're not allowed to do that. It's Ofcom regulations, basically, because we're a speech radio station. But we are allowed to bring you speeches and talks as requests. So, you know, the sun's out, the sun's shining. It's a hot, hot day. Maybe you got the roof down and you'd like to hear Angelina Jolie's World Refugee Day speech from 2009, maybe. Or what about Mary Roach's TED Talk? 10 things you didn't know about orgasm. What about that? What a weekend banger, eh, Victoria? There's the big debate at 3. A man called Con. Hi, Con.
Hi, John.
Will be in a lift reading out the texts and tweets that we get from the haters. As that lift travels downwards through the building, it's a feature we call Con Descending. So there's still time to hate the programme. Here's the number to hate, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll bring you live music to take you into that weekend as well as we drag a busker in off the streets and get them to perform for us at Microphone Point. It's our busker sessions later on. And as if that lot wasn't enough, we also have tickets to give away this afternoon to the G20 summit. Now, these are VIP backstage tickets to see the lineup. Trump is playing, of course. Putin's playing. Macron is playing on the France stage. There's an acoustic set from Joko Widodo, the president of Indonesia. And you'll get a backstage VIP tour of Angela Merkel. All that to give away on the programme. It's quite the prize. Ginger Dave is not producing. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Stop making that horrible noise.
There she is. Chloe's on the buns. Hi, Chloe. Hi there.
Hello.
Cornelius is here.
Hi, John.
Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yay. I'm John Holmes and it's Talk Radio on a Friday. Let's do it. Let's do this thing. First thing we're going to do is start with some music. To get us into today's big story, as you know, what is the big story? Oh, it's a mystery at the moment, isn't it? But it won't be, because the clues are all in the song. It's the title, maybe. The artist, maybe. Play along at home. No prizes, just for fun. Try and figure it out. What's the big story related to this?
The faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling. We're running in circles again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good enough. But still, we're trying one more time. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. Backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. Going under.
Oh, record just skipped there. I'm sorry about that. I apologise for that. That's what you get if you play it off vinyl. Sum 41, and it's In Too Deep.
I can't sit back and watch.
How does it link to today's big story? The clues are all there. Cornelius has been trying to figure it out. Cornelius, it's the big story, of course, isn't it?
So, I don't know what the big story is.
Not even from this.
But
the clues are there. Sum 41, In Too Deep. It obviously links to the big story, which we will be discussing in some depth. Obviously, the news-related story. What could it possibly be?
Is it Corrie's Catherine Tildersley on Eva's Revenge? Eva's Revenge.
What are you talking about?
Coronation Street, John.
Well, no, obviously not.
That's just the current topic on Loose Women. I thought we might be leading on the same thing.
No, our news agenda's not as hard as theirs.
Ah, okay. Is it something to do with...
Come on.
Bloody Thatcher. Thatcher, statue snatcher.
Yeah.
Is that it?
How so? How would Sum 41 and In Too Deep...
So people aged 41 will remember... Maybe the days of Thatcher. Thatcher, as most people say.
Well, it's Thatcher, but yes.
Thatcher.
Yeah, just because you can't pronounce your THs. No, it's not Thatcher. The Thatcher. Come on.
Is it? It's David Dimbleby's phone going off during question time. Have you seen that? Oh, he said it was his bedtime.
What are you talking about?
On question time.
Yeah.
David Dimbleby's phone went off.
Oh, last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said, it's telling me it's my bedtime.
No.
He's far too old to have a bedtime.
It's not that. It's this, right? It's Sum 41.
Mm.
Right. What's going on in Hamburg?
The G20.
Yeah, the G20.
Summit.
Sum. And 20 is a
number,
as is
41.
Sum 41.
Oh, I should have got that.
Yeah, it's an easy one, that was. Right, we will talk about today's big story. We have someone in Hamburg, I hope, talking to us from the G20 summit about what's going on. Donald Trump is going to meet Vladimir Putin in around 20 minutes' time as well. So and he's been tweeting about that all morning. He says there's much to discuss. That's an understatement, isn't it? But anyway, from the G20 summit, we'll find out what's going on and what it's all about next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I've got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
The race is on this summer.
I'm coming for you, Storm.
Good luck out there. You're going to need it.
Do your kids need refueling? Take a pit stop at Subway stores and get a 4-inch sub, a drink and a snack. Plus, get an exclusive Disney Pixar Cars 3 toy with every kid's pack. 4 to collect. Disney Pixar Cars 3 in cinemas July 14th. Subway, keep discovering. Available for a limited time only at participating stores while stocks last.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40-centimetre self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
My name is Aaron Obing. Our hearts broke for those who lost their lives in the devastating fire that ripped through Grenfell Tower. For those who survived the fire and for the whole community, we know their lives will never be the same. TheBigGive.org.uk has set up an appeal to support a local charity, the Kensington and Chelsea Foundation, who are ensuring those affected get the help they need. Right now, any donation you make will be doubled. So please, visit TheBigGive.org.uk and have your donation to the Grenfell Tower appeal doubled. Thank you.
This weekend with M&S, fire up your imagination and your barbecue. Enjoy a Mediterranean-inspired main, two sides and a bottle of wine with our £10 grill meal for two. M&S, spend it well.
Terms, conditions and exclusions apply, subject to availability. Over 18s only. Please drink responsibly. See in store for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The eastbound M65 in Lancashire remains closed after a vehicle overturned between junctions 6 and 7 near Blackburn. The queues are back to junction 4 at Darwin. Still struggling on the M6 through the roadworks in Cheshire after a breakdown earlier on between 16 at Stoke and 17 at Sandbach. The northern exit slip road coming off the M40 at junction 15 for Warwick is closed following an accident, with queues back to well before junction 14. And the M5 very busy through Somerset after an accident earlier between 22 at Burnham-on-Sea and 20 at Clevedon. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
When it's hot outside, remember to keep up on your juice. Thank you. You see, when you spend your dosh on selected essential products at Juicen, you will earn double juice points all July. So whether you're stocking up on fixings, equipment, hand tools or clothes, accessories, adhesives or power tools, the double points from the Juicen Juicy July event will have you earning rewards quicker than your mate. So sign up now at juicerewards.co.uk and earn rewards from Juicen today. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, of course. That's what you're listening to. Let's talk about today's big story. So, sequel news. It's the G20. If you're looking for something to see over the weekend, you don't even have to have seen G1 or G2 or G3, G4, G5, G60 and so on and so forth, all the way up to G19, because G20 is a standalone sequel. The reviews have been mixed. 3 stars, The Telegraph, would have been 4, but for all the street fighting. 2 stars, Guardian, marked it down because some nation's stance on climate change didn't agree with the Guardian's holier-than-thou worldview. 5 stars from the New York Post, but that's because the Russians have hacked the review. But if there's fighting in the streets, then let us not forget there is also the very real chance of fighting behind the scenes. G20 leaders facing their own disagreements, including climate change and trade, of course. Donald Trump has already met the host, Merkel, and she said that the G20 would be focusing on the Paris climate change deal. And of course, Trump pulled out of that. So one imagines that meeting, in a direct contrast to global warming, was frosty. In around, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes' time, Donald Trump is supposed to be meeting President Putin. He's been tweeting that there's much to discuss. Let's find out what that really means, because Mark Dathan is on the line. He's in Hamburg. He's a political correspondent. Hello, Matt.
Hello. Hello there.
Very good. And how's Hamburg right now?
Well, we are holed up in a massive conference centre, very much separated away from all those protests outside. So. Yeah. Feeling very secure, but quite separated from all the action.
Yeah. And in terms of, before we get on to the Trump, Putin and everything else, the thing, in terms of those protests, we're seeing a lot of the footage, of course, we've been hearing a lot about it. What is it about these, because we always get this when there's a global meeting of leaders, don't they? We expect it, so that means the police expect it and everything else, and they deal with it how they deal with it. But what is it that these protesters are trying to achieve?
Well, I mean, as you say, every time G20 meets, G7, G8, whatever it is, it always attracts, protests, mainly obviously from the left and particularly from the hard left. And I think they object to, the world leaders chumming up with each other, very much the elitist, the elite versus everyone else, then every time they come, there's even more security. So every time it's more us versus them. That's the image it creates, really. And these protests are going to get even bigger tomorrow. We're expecting up to 100,000 protesters. One guy said it could be everyone from the softy Corbynistas to brick throwing anarchists. So it's going to get pretty violent.
Quite the party there, Matt.
It does seem to be more so this year. This year, I've been to previous G20s, but officials do say this year is even more violent than usual.
Is that because of Trump and because of the way the world is feeling at the moment in general? Because politically, we are in such a weird place at the moment, aren't we? And is that being reflected there with other leaders? Because we've got Theresa May there, who's already said it's not affected her world standing, this whole election losing thing, in terms of not getting a majority. Is there a sense from the other leaders that Britain sort of is becoming a little bit more irrelevant?
I don't think so. I think the European leaders are trying to make it sound like Britain is being pushed to the sidelines. But, what we've seen so far is in today's first working session, Theresa May was sat next to Donald Trump at the table. Donald Trump, and then next to Donald Trump was President Xi of China. And next to Theresa May on the other side was Turkey's President Erdogan. So she's very much in there on the front, on the top table with Angela Merkel. So you might have Donald Tusk and Juncker trying their best to sideline the British. But this summit is not about Brexit. We've heard hardly anything about Brexit. This is about much bigger issues.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much Saudi Arabia, China and Japan really care about Brexit here.
And does anything, in terms of when these meetings happen, because they seem to happen with alarming regularity with a different number attached, depending on how many states get invited. What's significant about the G20 as opposed to the 7 and the 8?
Well, it includes those states like Saudi Arabia and other states in the Middle East, which are maybe not the best democracies, but are very much important for security. And so you can have a much wider discussion about combating terrorism than you can with just the G7, because let's face it, the G7, they're mostly advanced democracies where terrorism, we have the effects of terrorism, but it's not where terrorists go to train and fight. To fight. So it's very, of course we have those regional countries involved in talks, and also obviously climate change involves a lot more than just 7 countries. So it was created after the financial crash in 2007. So it's a relatively new thing, actually. Yeah.
And is it when they have these meetings? Everyone comes away with different accords and different agreements to this, that, and the other. But in terms of its importance on the world stage, and given that all eyes seem to be focused at the moment, certainly this afternoon on the Trump Putin meeting, do they achieve anything in real terms, or is it a little bit of just sort of grandstanding from world leaders?
Very much grandstanding. Each leader's going there to try and come back to their own country and boast about how they managed to secure agreement. Theresa May will come back to Britain tomorrow and she'll declare, look, I've got the world leaders to agree on cracking down on terrorist funding of small transactions going to lone wolf attacks.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, yeah, especially this one, we can't really see how much is going to be achieved. You know, we've got Donald Trump reports that the US are already trying to water down the climate change working session. He's already agreed to meet Putin during that session. So those two, probably two of the most powerful leaders in the world, aren't even going to be in that session.
So they've deliberately arranged their meeting at the time of the climate change session.
Yeah. I mean, it isn't abnormal for leaders to go out and have a, you know, bilateral meeting, as we call it, during the session. But to choose that one of all, you know, given the history of Donald Trump...
Well, it sends a message as well, doesn't it? That sends a strong message out, that he considers it not to be important.
And it's where we'll get these rafters of communiques and statements from the G20 saying, look at all this we achieved. But it will be very waffle, a lot of waffle. It'll be deliberately vague because countries like China will ask for certain things on steel production to be, you know, to be missed out of the statement. And there's already rows happening over, you know, over China's tendency to dump steel on the West. And, it's not going to be... It's not going to be a successful summit.
Just on a final point, where Trump is about to meet Putin. We think it's going to happen in about the next 15 minutes. Very briefly, what are we expecting out of that? Because that's an interesting relationship, isn't it, given the whole election thing, given the whole, you know, all those ties to Russia, and yet here's the first meeting between the two of them.
Yes, I mean, it's being held in secrecy. So what they actually discuss will... I'm sure we won't find out.
We'll never know.
Unless it's being taped or by spies. But there'll be tough word on North Korea. There'll be word on Syria. You know, and there'll be probably, you know, Putin promising that Russia didn't interfere in US elections and won't. I doubt we'll get any actual clarity out of it. It'll be more the picture than about the body language of the two. And that will send a message, really.
Do us a favour, Matt, right, because you're there for the whole weekend, I know. Could you, because obviously it's like any old work conference, isn't it? They'll all be in the bar getting hammered later. can you just sidle up to them and see if you can get some exclusives for us, and we'll talk to you again?
Find a few Dick's phones behind, you know, in the pocket of Trump and Putin. Yeah, easy.
All right, good. Listen, Matt, thank you very much for talking to us. Matt Nathan there. He is in Hamburg, political correspondent there from the G20. Now, in the next bit of the programme, cometh the hour, cometh the headline hijack, of course, your made-up news stories on the way. The lines are still open for that. You can get in touch. And also, we'll be going through the week's showbiz with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Just after 1:30, Talk Radio, Friday afternoon, Victoria's bringing us up to date with the latest news.
Talk Radio. A schoolgirl has died in a collision between a minibus and a lorry in Birmingham. She was among several teenagers who were on a trip from John Taylor High School in Staffordshire. The accident happened in Castlevale shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. Sky's Laura Bunduk has the latest from West Midlands Ambulance Service.
A spokesperson said that crews arrived to discover a collision between a minibus and a lorry. Ambulance staff assessed multiple patients from the minibus at the scene. West Midlands Police also confirming that they had a large number of resources trying to help there.
America's First Lady Melania Trump is stuck inside her guest house in Hamburg because of anti-G20 protests. Police have been using water cannon and tear gas against far-left protesters. A British woman has been murdered at her home in Mauritius while her young son was in the house. It's thought the 47-year-old was smothered by three thieves who stole jewellery and money before getting away in her car. Police found her 10-year-old autistic son at the house early this morning. He's now being looked after by authorities. Police in Turkey have detained 29 suspected Islamic State group militants during raids across Istanbul. They're accused of fighting with IS in Syria and were apparently making plans to return to the country. And Tesla has won a contract to install the world's biggest lithium-ion battery in southern Australia. It's designed to light up 30,000 homes if there's a blackout and will be charged using power from a wind farm.
Mineral news.
Yes, John. The weather is still hot in parts of London and the south, but a chance of rain in central and northern areas. Highs of 29 degrees. It's more in 25 minutes.
25 minutes. Thank you. Thank you for bringing us mineral news there.
It's a
bonus.
Indeed.
The reason we mentioned it, of course, is...
Mineral news.
Yes. At 3:30, we'll have to break out the breaking mineral news alert before very long.
Mineral news.
It's vegetable news.
Oh, I thought it was mineral news.
No, I did animal yesterday.
Vegetable, yeah. Vegetable. News.
Yeah, thank
see?
You.
No, I thought the alert was for mineral news.
The alert is for mineral news, but I haven't got a new mineral.
Well, that was just mineral news then.
Yeah, but that's not min... the alert is for new minerals. It's a new mineral alert.
What's that?
I don't know. Let's ask Chloe, who played it. Hey, Chloe, through the glass, pressing the buttons.
Hi, John.
What was that?
It was a cork sound effect. It was the closest I had.
To what?
The mineral factor.
Oh, the new mineral alert. It's not a mineral news alert, it's a new mineral alert.
Well, that was just
different.
The noise of a bottle being opened.
Can we be assured that it was a sound effect, or maybe just the microphone went up for a bit and sort of we...
And Chloe's drinking problem went to air. That's what happened.
You're not meant to talk about it on air.
All right, sorry, Chloe. Right, so bonus news today. It is vegetable news, as Victoria rightly said.
Yes.
There to make the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to
be. If anyone wants to send me vegetable stories...
Here we go.
New ones, please, and thank you.
Right. Right, thanks, Victoria. Thanks very much. Thank you so, so much. Victoria will be here at 2 o'clock as well, bringing us today's headline hijack. Details of which are coming next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. With sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of a Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of a modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Cornelius, do you remember yesterday when we heard that trail for Paul Ross for the first time and you said, that's bad enough now, but imagine after you've heard it lots of times.
Yes.
I want to kill myself after twice.
Good.
Okay. There we go. That's the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast there, which will be back on Monday morning. Now, Headliner Hijack is on the way. Headliner Hijack works like this. If you've got a made-up news story nestling in your head, then we'd like you to send it to us. It's fake news writ large. At 2 o'clock, it will be quite possibly your story in the actual news bulletin, sounding as though it was true. That's how Headline Hijack works. Make something up, send it to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like. Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Sorry, my friends have just been texting me. I was reading those.
Oh, great. What are they texting you about?
About where we're going this evening.
Oh, where are you going?
We're going to go for a couple drinks but in a park, and then we're going to head to Brixton as it's Dave's girlfriend's birthday.
Great. Thanks for bringing us up tonight on your social life. Now, back to the show. Headline Hijack. Cornelius has some.
Yes, due to recent warm weather, according to Joe, the sleeve industry is on the brink of collapsing, according to some experts. Earlier, Laurie Morris, a textile expert, told Julia Hartley Brewer that the sleeve industry was relying on a much milder summer and had invested far too much in materials. It is thought that the government may intervene with either a bailout or potentially a vest ban.
A vest ban?
You're wearing a vest today.
Well,
John.
I like to go out nowadays in my string vest and knotted hanky.
It is, I mean, horrific to see you in a vest.
No, it isn't.
No, it is.
No.
I think the whole office can agree.
I think
an email was sent out.
I don't think so. I've been very much complimented on my vest.
By who?
Me.
Exactly.
Let me be clear. I'm not wearing just a vest. I am wearing, in a summer style, I think you'll find, a summery short sleeve shirt, which is open, but beneath that I have chosen to put on a singlet, a sort of a trendy... vest-like top. But you can't see it's a vest because I've got a shirt
like,
on.
You look like someone who, after the show, is going to fly over to Magaluf to try and get into the Love Island house and then will be rejected for being too old.
Yeah, that was my plan. That's exactly what I'm going to do. But that's
a very niche look you've gone for, but you've pulled it off.
I have pulled it off. I'm an individual. I mean, I think I look pretty cool.
You don't.
Okay. Anyway, headline hijacks.
Under the desk, are you wearing socks and sandals?
What of it?
It would just suit the rest.
It would not. This is like a boy band would dress.
No, it's not.
It is. This is exactly that.
What a boy band.
A cool one.
A cool boy band.
Yeah. Another level, something like that. What was the one named after terrorists? 911, them.
Terrible.
I don't... Yeah, they were. Anyway, have you got a made-up news story? Well, it's time. It's time. We will keep the lines open for another 20 minutes, because that's how long you've got. And then, before that, we'll be talking to a man from TalkSport who knows nothing of showbiz. But he'll be rounding up the showbiz next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Hi. Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Top trade picks at Trade Point. Nick Good, joint and fill, 10 kilograms, was £11.66, now just £10. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
If you still haven't gotten around to finding out if you ever had PPI, then it's probably time you did. Because even though there's still time to claim before the PPI deadline, time is the one thing that will eventually run out. All you have to do is text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. You can then claim the money yourself or let the claims guys do it for you. It's your choice. Isn't it time you texted PLEASE to 60777?
The claims guys.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The eastbound M65 in Lancashire remains closed after a vehicle overturned between junctions 6 and 7 near Blackburn. The queue's about to junction 4 at Darwin. Still struggling on the M6 through the roadworks in Cheshire after a breakdown earlier on between 16 at Stoke and 17 at Sandbach. The northern exit slip road coming off the M40 at junction 15 for Warwick is closed following an accident, with queues back to well before junction 14. And the M5 very busy through Somerset after an accident earlier between 22 at Burnham-on-Sea and 20 at Clevedon. I'm Jamie Sircombe.
When it's hot outside, remember to keep up on your juice. Thank you. You see, when you spend your dosh on selected essential products at Juicin', you will earn double juice points all July. So whether you're stocking up on fixings, equipment, hand tools or clothes, accessories, adhesives or power tools, the double points from the Juicin' Juicy July event will have you earning rewards quicker than your mate. So sign up now at juicerewards.co.uk and earn rewards from Juicin' today. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Now, we've been looking at the news, haven't we, Cornelius? We've been staring at the news. There's been a lot of news around today.
Yes.
I don't know whether you've seen it, but
yes.
It's all very complicated.
Can't get my head around it.
That's right, which is why we run it through Japanese poetry for you. It's five syllables, seven syllables and five. Is that fast enough? Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Trump and Putin meet face to face. I think they're dictators of our time.
The news in haikus. So you're listening to Talk Radio, Dong La Afternoon. Foreign. Well, you know what happens on a Friday if you're a regular listener, but allow me to elucidate if you do not. What happens on a Friday is we bring you a roundup of a week's worth of show business. And the man who's here to do it for us today, he is from TalkSport. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He's a man, he's a myth, he's a moose. It's Moose. Hello, Moose.
Hello, how are you?
Very good.
I'm still getting over this morning when I heard you on the radio and you said that cows have gone on strike.
Yes, I was on Virgin Radio Breakfast this morning, sitting in for Edith Bowman.
I was dying to walk in and go, listen, enough of the cow story, just move on.
Move on. Yeah. You could have also gone, have you got another story to do, couldn't you?
That? Another one,
yeah. You could have had, the air conditioning's a bit powerful here, it's freezing. Yeah.
The only thing I only really wanted to do one cow gag because I didn't want to milk it.
There you go. And honestly, was that the cream of the crop of your jokes? We could do this all day.
Absolutely, we could really, couldn't we?
But let's not. You've got some showbiz, I understand.
Yeah, are you watching Love Island?
No, I am absolutely not. Absolutely. Even though people around me keep telling me to watch it because it's good, I refuse to believe them.
Why would I want to watch people in love somewhere really hot and sunny by a beach?
Precisely.
To be fair, I'm going out of Southend any afternoon this week and done that.
Yeah. It's like the British Love Island.
So, anyway, you and I don't know who Jess Sears is.
No.
No, or Dom Oliver.
No.
No, because apparently Jess Sears amps up the sex appeal for another date night with Dom Oliver. I might as well just forget that.
Yeah,
one.
Just move okay. on.
Katie Price.
I've heard of her.
Right, me too. Is that Jordan?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
The woman, not the country.
Yeah, obviously.
She admits she would...
No, I'm not going to say that.
Go on.
I was going to say something that now I've thought about it in retrospect isn't broadcastable.
Ah, before 9 o'clock or
any time. any time.
That's what makes you great, though.
Yeah, thanks.
Things that aren't broadcastable.
That's true. But I thought better. Even I thought better of that one.
There is no watershed for you. Right. Anyway, Katie Price admits she was asleep with Gareth Gates again.
Oh yeah, they did, didn't they?
15 years after famously taking his virginity. I must have missed this 15 years ago. I must have been at a football match or something.
Yeah.
The ex-Glamour girl admitted that in her latest interview, she would sleep with former lover Gareth Gates. Do you know what? I don't think there's any of my former lovers I would sleep with again.
Really?
Yeah.
How many, without being to be too personal, but how many former lovers do you have, Moose?
Former?
Yeah.
They include my current wife.
If you want to.
One.
So you wouldn't sleep with her ever again?
Well, the former.
Oh, I see.
My wife.
So
obviously.
There's one plus your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant it was just... Okay, fine.
No, X.
All right. So I'm surprised a man about town such as yourself hasn't a string of beauties on his arm.
I was very, very selective as a young man.
Were you?
Yeah.
Could you afford to be?
I could afford. I had a stream of girls that were asking.
Of course you did.
Very few got the invite.
Down to the Moose's...
Only one, only.
The Moose's area.
Duncan what? James, who's he? He's a blues singer.
Okay.
He's a blues singer. Sorry, he's not a blues singer. He is the blues singer.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, he is. Duncan James, out of Off of Blue, yes.
Oh, that was a boy band.
Yes.
Right, okay. He's been pictured for the first time with his handsome new boyfriend as they enjoy a loved-up date night. Another date night. He says, coming out as being gay...
When did he come out as gay?
I don't know, but he says here, recently, coming out as gay was the best thing he ever did. What's the best thing you've ever done?
Well, I might come out as gay in a minute, because apparently that's career-enhancing.
He says here, he's pictured with his new boyfriend. The loved-up pair couldn't keep their hands off each other as they... Hands off my knee, please. As they pose for pictures at the launch of a new restaurant.
I didn't know Duncan James had come. I didn't know that passed me by.
See, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, that's the point of the showbiz news.
That's absolutely why I'm here.
Right, come on.
Go on.
No, I'm just saying, Duncan, I didn't know. Well done him, I say.
Well.
And with Pride weekend almost upon us as well. That's
absolutely.
Ryan
Gosling tipped to play a new young... Sorry, let me start that again.
Yeah, go on.
I need to string the words together, because if I stop at that word, it doesn't sound right. Ryan Gosling tipped to play a new young Willy Wonka. it was on a different line. I just read it as the one line.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling tipped to play a new young Willy.
Well, I tell you what, in a biopic of Duncan James, right, maybe Ryan Gosling could play his Willy.
But no one's better than Gene Wilder at doing that.
Playing Duncan James's Willy. Oh,
no, sorry. Playing Willy Wonka.
I mean, I wouldn't want to see his chocolate factory, is what I'm saying.
I mean, Gene Wilder was the best. I mean,
Gene Wilder was the best.
Wasn't he?
Without a doubt, Gene Wilder was the best at whatever Gene Wilder did.
Even better than...
It's gone.
Edward Scissorhands.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp!
Not better than Johnny Depp. Gene Wilder playing all of Johnny Depp's roles that Johnny Depp has ever done. Gene Wilder as Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean would have been a better film.
Is that a good film?
No, dreadful.
Oh, okay, fine.
Absolutely appalling.
What was the film I saw recently? Rock Dog.
Rock Dog?
Yeah.
Is that good?
It's a cartoony type thing. One of my young kids wants to watch it. Sorry, it sounds like a string of young kids. Yeah. My wife's listening at home to this.
He's only got one former lover. It's okay. Back off.
We only have two children, as far as I admit to.
Yeah.
So he's going to play. It's a new prequel film. I mean, why would we keep making old films again?
Because it makes money. They're popular, aren't they?
Right.
So Gene Wilder what?
Hollywood executives are currently looking to find an actor to take the part, which was first made famous by Gene Wilder. And it seems that Ryan Gosling is on their shortlist.
Why are they remaking Willy Wonka again?
That's what I just said to you. You said to make money.
Yeah, well, I know, but that was only.
Cash rewind the tape. I know your memory ain't great, pal, but listen, we only had that conversation 15 seconds ago.
I don't listen. But you're right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the afternoon show now with The Goldfish.
That's just weird.
Amazed you remember to come into work every day.
The Goldfish. I don't mostly. I'm always late. They made it just some years ago, which was the point you were making.
With Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but why do you do that?
To make more money. Hang on, look at the cast here. Has he not just asked me the same question twice? Yes, he has.
That's what makes me the skilled interviewer that I actually am.
Fantastic. Right, TV adventurer Ben Fogle.
Yes.
Am I going to have to keep going over the line before so you remember what it was?
I'll tell you when it falls.
This is disgusting. He uses his sister-in-law's breast milk to cure eye infections under instructions from his wife Maureen. This is all getting a bit kinky.
What?
Yes, absolutely. He told fans on Twitter.
Yeah, right? So he puts his wife's breast milk in his eye.
No, his sister-in-law's breast milk. So just imagine, right? Let's say you're married to Cass and I'm married to her
sister. That would never happen.
Fine, but just for the purpose of this.
I'm not putting her breast milk in my eye.
No, Cass's sister's breast milk would have to go in your eye. Because Cass had told you to put the breast milk in your eye.
Oh, yeah, but... Oh, God.
How weird is that?
Oh, imagine milking Cass.
Writing to all his followers... He said, oh my God, my wife has just put her sister's breast milk in my eye to cure an infection.
What, did she squirt it from the nip?
Sorry, I'm not a doctor.
I'm miming that, did you say?
Yeah, it works well on the radio when you mime stuff. Yeah, he's putting his hands next to his nipples and he's pressing together.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I'm not a doctor, okay, but I thought, and maybe I'm wrong here, right, that women only had breast milk when they were pregnant or just had a baby.
You're correct.
Right, so does that mean that his sister-in-law is permanently pregnant?
Well, it depends how often he has an eye.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say, for example, he has conjunctivitis now.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say she's not pregnant or she doesn't want any more babies. If he has another one, a conjunctivitis in 6 months' time or something...
Yeah.
He's stuffed, isn't he? Unless she's producing tons of this stuff and they put it in the fridge.
You've read about the butter shortage.
Yes.
Right? So what we should do, if she can lactate that much, Ben Fogle's sister-in-law, the government should step in and employ her, right, and milk her so we can... So we can have butter at Christmas and cream. We can have it all made from the Fogle sister-in-law, where we just slop that on our scones.
But do you not find it a little bit wrong that... I mean, I wouldn't...
Have you ever tried breast milk?
No. Hmm. Well, yeah, obviously, I tried it when I was about, like, one day old.
Well, that's what I mean.
I think I this afternoon and go, fancy a cup of tea. Elise, come here a minute. A little bit of milk, please.
I'm surprised it's not, now it's probably a hipster thing. There's probably a pop-up cafe with breast milk coffee.
I can't believe that. I mean, that's disgusting.
Well, it's not,
even
is it?
Babies give up on it after about a week.
Perfectly natural. So there's loads left over, which is my point. She can make butter out of it and sell it.
Rob Kardashian. Kardashian, yeah. Yeah. Post-revenge porn of cheating, now I'm not sure his name, Blank China.
Blank China? Is this like blankety blank?
Black China. B-L-A-C.
Black.
Yeah, C-H-Y-N-A.
Black China, that's what that sort of spells, yeah.
Right, deletes his account as he shares explicit naked pictures of her, photos of her in bed with a rapper, and rants about her cheating with eight men. If we don't know who these people are...
I don't really. Like, I've heard of a Kardashian, but I don't know what a Rob is.
Okay,
Rob
fine.
Kardashian.
We'll leave that one alone, because that's obviously... Right, did Kim cause Jay-Z's and Kanye's feud? Hey, who's not... Right, so Jay-Z and Kanye...
Yeah.
...are having a feud.
Are they?
Who are Jay-Z?
Oh, no. Oh, Jay... No, okay.
Are they married?
No, Jay-Z's the rapper. He's the rapper.
Oh, right, okay.
Jay-Z.
Who's the one that's just posted the name Sir for his baby?
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
No.
I don't know.
They're having a baby.
Sir.
They're having twins. Help me out here, Cass. They're having twins.
Oh, Beyonce.
Beyonce. Isn't she married to one of these?
Oh, is she married to Jay-Z? Oh, she might be.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, apparently...
Yes, I think she is.
Apparently West, whoever West is...
Kanye.
Oh, right, okay. So Kanye is frustrated. Kardashian doesn't have a relationship with Beyonce.
What?
That actually makes no sense at all.
Okay, well, good.
And we didn't even know who half the people were in it anyway. Right, Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
She used to be in High School Musical, didn't she?
Was she Hannah Montana?
No.
She was Hannah Montana.
Ah, yeah. Wasn't Hannah Montana in High School Musical as well?
I don't know. I'm
racking my brains because my daughter used to watch all that sort of stuff.
Right. No, I don't think she was. I think she was just Hannah Montana. Disney. Okay. She was something to do with Disney. But I don't know.
People could text and email in 10 minutes.
But she's Miley.
When I'm gone.
Miley Cyrus. You'd have to look at it.
No, so she's... You get 100,000 text messages about people's breast milk, about Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana and High School Musical.
That's what I live for.
Absolutely.
What's she done?
Miley Cyrus has got involved with International Kissing Day. When was that?
Yesterday.
No way, I missed
that. If only you'd been in then, we could have kissed.
Well, I wasn't thinking of you, but there are other people around.
Yeah, that's true.
Not necessarily in this office, obviously.
I mean, not around here, obviously.
No, but
good Lord.
I was out yesterday. Oh, can you imagine if that had been when I was in Poland?
Oh, yeah, you went to Poland, didn't you?
Yeah.
What were you doing in Poland?
I was on a football tournament, but there were some lovely women.
All right, you can't say that. Your wife might be.
Exactly. Krakow was lovely.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Who was she? Which one was she?
No, that's the place, not the woman.
All right.
But International Kissing Day?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you obliged on International Kissing Day?
Well, I think it's still considered assault if you just go to someone... just tongue them. I think it's frowned upon me.
So if I'd have gone to Waterloo Station and said, don't worry, girls, it's International Kissing Day, and just gone round...
You would be in jail now.
Really?
Yeah.
So this slot wouldn't be happening.
You'd look like...
This 10 minutes of broadcasting goal would be...
It wouldn't have happened. Look what the world would be missing.
Anyway, Miley Cyrus got involved with International Kissing Day by sharing a throwback snap with boyfriend Liam Hemsworth. Miley and Liam starred in soppy romantic flick The Last Song together in 2010. And I've lost the next page.
Right.
I think this was... Oh, based on some... Blah, 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 blah. But anyway, she put it on Instagram.
Great. That's what a roundup that was.
I think the highlight was the cows at the beginning.
There is a moose loose about this showbiz hoose.
Sorry about that, everyone in Hollywood.
What? Anyway, Moose, thank you so much.
I'll see you again in 3 months.
Yeah, it's a man from TalkSport who knows nothing about showbiz, has no interest in showbiz, bringing us a roundup of your week's showbiz. You're listening to Talk Radio, we do Headline Hijack. So here we go then. A made-up news story in the bulletin that is imminent, masquerading as truth. You were invited to make it up, and you have done so, but there can be only one per day. Cornelius, who has got their made-up news light in the news?
Ian.
Where's Ian from?
Reading.
Ian's in Reading. Well done, Ian. Victoria will say your lie as fact in the news, which is next. After that, still to come on today's programme, well, there'll be some live music, of course, because it's Friday, and that is what we do in the last half an hour, as we drag a busker in from the streets to perform for us. There's the big debate at 3. Work experience punditry. Fraser is here, reviewing your films for the weekend, and a man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
We'll be in a lift, reading out the texts and tweets we get from the haters as it travels downwards through the building, rounding those all up for the week as well. It's a feature we call Con Descending. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. News is on the way.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
Ah, Mrs. Wren says, mind you don't get stung this summer. Good advice, Mrs. Wren. I hate wasps, the little... Oh, I see. You mean avoid getting stung by going to the Wren Kitchen Summer Sale. All kitchens are half price plus an extra 25% off. There's 4 years interest-free credit, 10% off laminate worktops, and a Neff dishwasher for only £179, all when you buy 5 or more units. Oh, brilliant! Out of interest, though, Mrs. Wren, how do you deal with wasps? What? You eat them? Mrs. Wren! Fly down to Wren Kitchens.
Have I got PPI?
I usually feel stressed when I deal with financial institutions. Have I got PPI.com and their free PPI check really helped me. But the claim clock is ticking. The deadline for missold PPI claims has been set for August 2019. So text HAVE to 80800 for your free PPI check before it's too late.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's HAVE to 80800.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so he won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of white Dulux Trade Supermat for only £26.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Just after 2. Good afternoon, Friday. Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, deadly school bus crash, G20 hit by protesters, and Notting Hill Carnival will not be moved.
Talk Radio.
A 14-year-old girl has died after a crash on a school trip in Birmingham. The teenager was on a minibus which collided with a bin lorry in Castle Vale this morning. Her school, John Taylor High in Staffordshire, says it's working to support the family and everyone affected. Sky's Becky Johnson is at the scene.
There were some other injuries in this accident as well. We know that 3 teachers and 20 other pupils were on board the coach. One pupil was taken to hospital with superficial injuries and several others were treated at the scene for minor injuries.
Police in Hamburg are continuing to deal with demonstrators outside the G20 summit in Germany. The American First Lady is stuck inside her guest house. World leaders are meeting to discuss issues including counter-terrorism, climate change and North Korea. A man has been jailed for 14 months and his company fined £1.2 million after the deaths of 2 workmen. They fell while trying to haul a sofa through a first floor balcony in central London in 2014. An Old Bailey jury found 44-year-old Martin Guttage guilty of 2 charges of corporate manslaughter and several health and safety breaches. Deliveroo wants the government to update rules so it can offer staff benefits like sick pay and insurance. Currently, riders don't receive extras because they're classed as self-employed. The food delivery firm says that needs to change. Its co-founder is Will Hsu.
The law needs to change to reflect modern working practices. As a first step, we want to offer our riders sick pay and also insurance in case they get injured on the job. And we want to end the trade-offs between security and flexibility.
And the Mayor of London has rejected a request from the government to move the Notting Hill Carnival from its current venue in the wake of the nearby Grenfell Tower tragedy. Sadiq Khan says the event is important to the local community and should not be moved.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
It wasn't really...
You zoned out.
I did. But thanks for... I'm sure it was brilliant, all of that news that you did there. So now, in an hour and a half... Today we bring you bonus news. Victoria's bulletins shorter than they used to be. So we have animal news, vegetable news or mineral news as a bonus for you because that covers everything. Today it's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Have you started?
Vegetable news.
Well, I haven't started searching, but I've had a few suggestions tweeted in.
Ah.
But they're no good because I've already done them.
Oh.
So what say thank you.
So is this another call out for some vegetable news information?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vegetable news.
That's right. there.
You can tweet me at Victoria_born with your suggestions. Feel free to get in touch if you've never got in touch before.
Hashtag vegetable news.
Yeah.
Is that you saying that you're sick of the people who always get in touch?
No, I'm grateful for them.
Are you?
Yes.
What about the one who thinks this show should be renamed to Victoria and Friends that you were telling me about?
Well, I think that's a couple of people, actually, John.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you one of them?
No. Oh. This took me by great surprise, actually. But I was tweeted this post, and then I mentioned it to Big Boss Denny.
Yeah.
And Denny said, we'll consider it.
Right.
So there you go.
Well, in that case, can
you in this post which was tweeted, considering it's actually your show, there wasn't really any mention of you.
Can I do the news, though, on your new show?
Why not, yeah.
You know, I think that's fine. I'm happy with that.
Switch roles.
Seems quite easy.
Yeah.
I can read, so.
Not all the time. Sometimes you struggle speaking.
Yeah, well. Anyway, thank you, Victoria. And friends. that's great. And now she's got the weather. Look, the weather.
Talk Radio National.
Well, why
weather.
Don't you do it since you claim to be able to read?
All right,
there you
go. I'll do that. You've doodled on it.
Yeah, I always doodle when you speak.
Was that doodle or diddle? What?
Doodle.
Right. Still hot in parts of London and the south, but a chance of rain in central and northern areas. Highs of 29 degrees.
Always end on a high, John.
You carry on, do the rest.
Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. To Wimbledon, where it's a busy day for Britain on day four. Four players looking to book their place in the fourth round. Aliash Bednay, Heather Watson, defending champion Andy Murray and Johanna Konta are all in action at SW19. Cricket and England's bowlers have taken a quick South Africa wicket on day two of the first test at Lord's after Joe Root's side posted 458 in their first innings. Hein O'Koon was caught by Alistair Cook off Stuart Broad for a single run. South Africa 12 for 1 in the second over. Arsenal captain Per Mertesacker will retire at the end of the coming season. The defender will take charge of the Gunners Academy when he stops playing. Finally, British and Irish Lions wing Elliot Daly says he'd happily step up to take a decisive kick in tomorrow's crucial test with New Zealand in Auckland. Owen Farrell's the first choice goal kicker, but Daly, who's earned a reputation for converting long-range efforts, says he'll step in if needed. Don't forget, Lions All Blacks, the third test decider, is live on TalkSport tomorrow morning from 7. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, authorities have made a worrying discovery that an electronic superbug has been implanted into flying insects and is infecting people's computers with the virus by flying in through the headphone sockets. Everyone is urgently being required to put up a mosquito net around their computers, which can be bought from Comic Relief for just £5.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So then, still to come on the programme before we stop at 4 o'clock. Live music, as I mentioned. We have a busker in. We have dragged that busker in from the streets. And they are forced to perform at microphone point. It gets you in the mood for the weekend. It's live music on Talk Radio. Not only that, there's our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. We have work experience punditry, as work experience Fraser will be here to review some films for you. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. And of course, as I said, you've still got time to hate the show or me personally or anyone who works on it by sending us your abuse to 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We do
text
not.
Text messages cost 25 pence. That's just standard network.
Right. We do not block the haters. We do not report them. We do not. Instead, we embrace the hate, give it to Cornelius, who goes to the lift and reads it all out loud on a Friday as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
Right, let's talk about butter. So, if you've seen the front of some of the papers today, and indeed we did mention this lightly yesterday, it seems panic, horror, and death for the nation as we run out of butter. Ah! People are stockpiling the yellow bread spread due to the fear that we might run out of it. Imagine the horror. No cream, they're saying, at Christmas, and a milk will run out or something. We'll have to walk 20 miles with a cow on our head or something to get milk back to our houses. Is it scaremongering? Is it true? Well, let's find out, because Sian Davis is on the line. She's the chief dairy advisor at the National Farmers Union. Good afternoon, Sian.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Although, obviously, like everyone else, I am panicking due to the fact there's just going to be no dairy produce, Sian. So please tell me it's wrong.
Well, we need to look at the reality here. Farmers have been, dairy farmers across the UK have been paid milk prices well below cost production for a number of years now. And the result of that, you know, dairying is a long-term business. You know, you can't turn a cow on and off like a tap, is that milk volumes have come down. And milk volumes have come down when we've had seen a growing demand for cream and butter. People are looking at those products as being healthy again, thankfully, and, you know, using butter to cook instead of margarine. Mm. And there's been a surprising a spike in demand for butter. So that's been happening at the same time as volumes have been coming down of milk produced because price has been so low. So there's a bit of a quandary going on, I guess. And actually, currently, we're looking at record prices for butter and cream if you're buying it. Farmers are still receiving low prices. So what we're saying as the union is, you know, if you pay your farmers a fair price for milk, they will produce milk. But if you're paying them well below cost production, obviously then the milk volumes will fall. So farmers can't keep producing milk at a loss. So what we're saying is, you know, farmers want to keep producing butter and cream and milk for consumers in the UK. They want us to keep seeing British Red Tractor product on shelf. But we need retailers, manufacturers and cafes and everything to pay farmers a fair price for that milk.
Yeah, so is it, I mean, the farmers, they're not holding the milk to ransom, are they? I mean, that's not what's going on.
No. What's happened is because they've been paid so low for the milk over the last 2-3 years, they can't afford to keep producing milk. So they've had to cut back because the market signals have been, you know, only a few months ago, we were told by various milk buyers there was too much milk around. So farmers have listened to their milk buyers, said, you know, well, too much milk, that there's a risk that milk prices will fall further. We need to cut back. They've cut back. And now milk buyers are saying, panic, there'll be no product on shelf. Now, rest assured, you know, retailers in this country will do all they can to make sure British products are on shelf, but we need to make sure that the buyers in the middle are actually paying the farmers a fair price and supporting the farmers to make sure consumers don't lose out by not being able to buy our high quality product.
So when did butter, as we were just talking about, butter and so on and so forth and cream, become the healthy option? People sort of going back to it because you're right, it fell out of favour, didn't it? People were going for margarine. Why is it that butter suddenly came back?
No one has the answer. I think it's just, you know, people have more interest in home cooking, more interest in healthy foods, natural foods. Butter's, of course, natural. Cream's natural. You know, McDonald's in the US moved across from margarine to butter last year, which made created a huge demand for butter. Yes. In America. Butter is a product that's sold across borders, so you can bring in butter from anywhere in the world and also sell it out.
Is there a limit on the amount of butter I can bring in?
No.
Oh, right,
no,
so I could bring in a massive skip full of butter if I wanted to.
You could do, but we wouldn't advise you to. We want you to buy British. Clearly, our farmers here are working hard to produce milk every day of the year, and they would, you know, we would really encourage people to keep supporting our farmers by buying British Red Tractor products. You know, our farmers want to be able to produce for our consumers. They're proud of what they do on farm, and I really, really want to continue, you know, be able to keep producing for the future, but they do need to be paid a fair price
so
for
is this,
that.
Is this, has this story kind of worked out? I mean, it's one of those stories where you think, initially, you think, oh, hang on a minute, it's summer, there's not much going on, it's one of those sort of tabloid scaremongering kind of, you know, we're running out of this, we're running out of that. But actually, in all seriousness, there is this behind it, isn't there? There's a serious element to this story, above and beyond the panic, which is what you've been talking about. Has this been sort of good publicity for what you're trying to achieve? I mean, and how much are you kind of behind this?
From our perspective, you know, we've raised with retailers and manufacturers that, you know, farmers need to have a fair price for months. You know, last year farmers were receiving about 19 pence a litre for milk.
And what is a fair price per litre for a farmer?
Well, it costs farmers on average in the UK around 28 pence to produce a litre of milk.
Right.
So if you're receiving 19 pence and the average last year was around 22, you know, clearly for a whole year a lot of farmers out there were producing milk at a loss.
Yeah.
And they can't, you know, they can do that for a little while in hoping the market would pick up, but, you know, we've seen 3 years of really, really bad milk prices in this country. So no one, and it's not just in the UK, it's right across the world. And that's why there's been a reduction in production everywhere. And hence, you know, you can't really buy the butter in from elsewhere.
And is there any indication that this sort of publicity that we've seen over the last couple of days is going to change things? I mean, have you had any word from retailers and so forth?
A number of our main retailers, you know, do source responsibly. They pay fair for their price. We pay fair for their products. Yeah. We hope others would follow suit. You know, hopefully this has been a message to them that, you know, you can't continue as you are. We need better ways of working in the supply chain. We need better signals going back to farm as to when they need more milk and less milk, not, you know, last minute panic like we've seen now.
All right. Listen, thanks for talking to us. Sean Davies, Chief Dairy Advisor at the National Farmers Union. The advice, don't panic, right? It's all about giving a fair price to the farmers and then the butter won't run out. Okay, that's what it's about, essentially. That's what we've been hearing. On the line now, I mean, Sean knows what she's talking about, but let's go straight to the sharp end of this, because what I wanted to do was talk to Daisy. Daisy is a cow. Good afternoon, Daisy. So, what do you make of this story? Because you're listening to, I know you're on the line there listening to Sean, and she was saying, as you heard, that it's all about the price per litre. Now, you have to work quite hard, of course. Yes, I know. But in terms of it being pulled out of your udder, I mean, can you put a price on that? Right. But what price would you put on it? Yes. OK. But in terms of getting it from udder to shelf, there are a lot of overheads, a lot of margins, of course, that farmers and retailers have to deal with. But you are the one doing all of the work. So, yeah. But how much have you got? Let me finish. How much of the money do you personally see? That little. Right. Because I don't think many people would be aware of that. Yeah. But how much money? Put a number on it. How much money does go into your pocket? And when I say pocket, I know you're not a kangaroo. You don't actually have an actual pocket. But if you had a pocket, how much money would go into your pocket? Right, it's what I thought. And that's not enough, is it? And that's where the problem is at the sharp end. Daisy, thank you for talking to us this afternoon. In the next bit of the programme, there will be an end-of-the-week quiz. Your brand loyalty to this programme, well and truly tested. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Can you take that ball outside before you break something, please?
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perks given once a month and vary with spend. Club card points in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
You have one new message. No message left.
Sound familiar? It's not the sound of silence. It's the sound of your customers not being able to get in touch.
So take back control with eReceptionist. eReceptionist answers and directs all your calls, ensuring your customers always get an answer and you always get the business. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
Is now your kid's sleep time? Maybe it's your take out the recycling time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Do it now. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
Now at TradePoint, get 3 for £33 on selected Leyland Trade paints. See in store for more details or visit tradepoint.co.uk to view the full range. Hurry, offer ends 9th of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3, helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Lancashire, the eastbound M65 is still closed for accident investigation works from junction 6 at Blackburn through to 7 at Rishton. Busy afternoon through Castle Vale in Birmingham with the closure of the Kingsbury Road both ways. That's the A38 closed off at the Tyburn House Island after a serious accident. In Bedfordshire, there's long queues for the northbound M1. Two lanes are closed after an accident near junction 12 at Flitwick. And through Honiton in Devon, the A35 is shut both ways near the Axminster turn after a collision. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it is Talk Radio. It's a Friday afternoon. And on a Friday afternoon, what we do is we test your brand loyalty in our end of the week, looking back over the shoulder of the week quiz.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Have you been listening closely to every single word we've said over the past 5 days? No, of course you haven't. That would be the actions of a madman or woman or transgender. Just to cover everything there. Nevertheless, we invite you to the end of the week quiz. There are clips of things that have happened on the programme between now and back when we started it on Monday. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. On the line to play today is it Violetta?
Hello.
Hello, Via. Is it Via Violetta? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
It's a little like a Vianetta.
Yeah, like the color, but in Spanish, Violet.
Well, that would be Violetta.
Yes, but I'm Spanish, so it's Violetta.
Violetta. I see. I'm with you. And whereabouts in Spain are you from, Violetta?
I'm sorry, what?
You are Spanish, are you, or is it just a Spanish name?
Well, Argentinian.
Oh, Argentinian! Oh!
Yes, I am.
How very glamorous. Whereabouts in Argentina?
Buenos Aires, it's the capital.
I know that. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been there, and what a beautiful city it is, Violetta.
Oh, really?
Yes,
did
I
you
have.
Like it?
I loved it!
It's really nice.
Yeah, I did, very much so. And I particularly enjoy your Malbec.
Oh yeah, very good. Very good wine.
Good. What do you do? What are you doing here then? What are you doing? What are you doing here? But given that Buenos Aires is so beautiful, why on earth would you want to come to England for?
Well, London has his, like, it's in too. I'm doing my master's right here, and right now I'm with a friend just walking around Primrose Hill.
Oh, what a beautiful sunny weather. How lovely.
Yes, we're enjoying it at last.
And here you are as well playing the brand loyalty quiz. I know.
Okay.
Well, here it is. What you've got here are three clips of Violetta, and all you got to do is tell us what happened next from A, B and C answers. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go then. Come on, let's do this thing. Let's do this thing for Argentina. Don't cry for me, Violetta. Right, we're going to start...
I was waiting for that
one. I know. We're going to start on Monday, where our newsreader, Victoria, brought us bonus animal news.
Continuing the joyous theme... It's all about weddings and babies in animal news today.
Is it?
Yes. So starting off with a tiny stillborn chihuahua, it was brought back from the dead.
What?
After...
Thank God. I wonder where that was going. Yeah. Thank God for that. I mean, it wasn't very upbeat, was it? Ah, but what on earth did Victoria say it woke up to? Was it A, an episode of EastEnders? B, the news that its wife had left it? Or C, did it wake up to a massage and a happy ending?
It's C.
Okay, let's find out.
A vet spent 20 minutes massaging the little puppy's heart. Oh. And it was a happy ending.
What, at the end of the massage?
What a treat for it. I mean, I think I'd have woken up for that. Here's question number two. Well done, you got that right. Here's question number two, Violetta. On Tuesday, we played out the clip of when Cornelius, conducted an exit interview for our Talk Radio employee and friend of the show, Id.
Who are you going to miss most about Talk Radio?
Well, I'm going to miss my presenters. I'm going to miss the breakfast team. I'm going to miss Julie Hartley Brewer. I know I never thought I'd say that. I'm going to miss the drive team. And I'm going to miss the weekend crew. That's really it. I'm going to miss all those teams. And that's basically it.
Ah, but why was Ed leaving Talk Radio, Violetta? Was it because A, he'd been offered a job at the BBC? B, he was sick of answering the phone to all of Ian Lee's weird callers? Or was it C, he'd had a violent altercation with the aforementioned Julia Hartley Brewer?
He got a job at the BBC.
Let's find out!
Ed, why are you leaving your current position?
Well, firstly, it's because you call me Ed rather than Ed. But the main reason is because I've been offered a job at the BBC.
Yes! Oh, two out of three.
I'm
okay.
Crushing it.
You are smashing right through it. Here is question number three, Violetta. Yesterday, we had hot guest action on the show in the form of the legendary comedian Joe Pasquale. All right, calm down, Chloe. Here I am discussing a tale with Joe of when I first met him at the Marlow Theatre in Canterbury, where I used to work as a sound engineer. Press the button now, Chloe. And it happens a lot, this. I tend to meet people, now I do this job,
yeah.
Who I worked with before. And it's always a bit embarrassing if they were horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But you were lovely.
No, you were lovely. There aren't many people. Yeah. I count on one end of people go, it was horrible. I can't remember the reasons why, but there would have been, you know.
But you were one of the... We always said, because you came up and you... Not only you did your little sound check,
yeah.
And then you came up and sat with the crew in the Lion Box.
No, I always do, a bit of a chat.
And I remember we had a conversation about the collection of my boss's... but what had my boss when I worked in the theatre, what did he have a collection of in the lighting box of the Marlow Theatre in Canterbury? Was it A, he had the programmes of every single show that had ever been on at the theatre in a pile? Did he B, have some rocks shaped and arranged so that they looked like Joe Pasquale's nemesis from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Janet Street Porter? Or did he C, go through my boss's collection of pornography?
Pornography.
Let's have a look. Let's have a listen. Let's have a see. Chief electrician Martin.
Yeah.
He had a collection of, let's call it, pornography. Yes, yeah. Is the right answer. Oh, that's very good. Violetta. And very quickly, I think we probably have to go over to Cornelius, who's got the score, haven't you, Cornelius?
Hi, John. Oh, thanks very much.
Keeping score there.
Yes, I have.
Violetta, there. She's come all the way from Buenos Aires specifically to listen to this program and play that quiz.
Yes. Yeah? Well, it was well worth it because she scored. Three points!
Violetta, well done! Well done. Consider yourself awarded the brand loyalty. Just the brand loyalty. Consider yourself a brand loyalty. Violetta, thank you very much. That's the end of the week quiz, of course. Now, still to come on the programme, in the last half an hour of it, we're going to be bringing you... live music. If you've not heard the show before, here's how it works. We go outside and we drag a busker in from the streets. Quite literally, losing them money. Especially on a lovely day like today, where they would be playing on their pitch and presumably earning, well, coining it in many ways. But no, they're dragged in here and forced to perform for you on the radio to get you into the mood for the weekend. That's on the way. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. It's Song Request Friday, so we will be taking requests for your speeches and talks as well. If you'd like to get those in, here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
And in the next half an hour, Fraser will be here. Our work experience, going through the weekend's films for you, for work experience punditry. All on the way before 4 o'clock.
I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk Radio.
At just coming up to 2:30, Victoria's got your news.
Thanks, John. A schoolgirl has died after a minibus and a bin lorry crashed in Birmingham this morning. The 14-year-old was among 21 students on an arts trip from John Taylor High in Staffordshire. Theresa May says counter-terrorism will be top of her list of things to discuss at today's meeting of world leaders in Germany. North Korea's missile program will also be on the agenda at the G20 summit. Donald Trump has met Russian President Vladimir Putin face-to-face for the first time, just a day after criticizing his country's actions in Ukraine, Syria and Iran. Marsha Lipman, the editor of Russian Politics Journal, says their relationship can never work.
No, it's not a success, this history of détente and reason. It's not a success because it's not durable, because eventually what comes to the fore is the rivalry between the two nuclear powers.
A teenager charged with attempting to murder a woman in a park in Leicester has been remanded in custody. The 17-year-old is also accused of raping and robbing the victim in Victoria Park on Monday night. Deliveroo says it'll offer staff more benefits if the government changes the law. The firm says current rules prevent it from giving extras because workers are classed as self-employed. And Britain's men and women's number ones are aiming to seal their place in the last 16 of Wimbledon. Andy Murray is on centre court and Johanna Konta is also in action. The weather's still hot in parts of London and the south, but a chance of some rain in central and northern areas, highs of 29 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is as well, you're right. And there's also more in an hour. Of course, Victoria's bonus news on the way. Today we bring you all that's happening in the world of vegetables.
It's vegetable news.
That's right. And what have you got any to
No.
You're not even going to tickle us with an artichoke or something?
No, I'm sorry. I haven't started yet. I've
right.
been eating veggie chili. That had loads of vegetables in it.
Vegetable news.
Yeah.
Vegetable news.
It was delicious.
More
it
vegetable
news. It was quite hot.
Vegetable
I had to blow
news.
My nose afterwards.
Did you?
Yeah.
Vegetable news.
Just your nose?
Yes, John. Okay. What else would I blow?
Vegetable news is on the way.
Mineral news.
No, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Yeah. Work experience punditry coming up with Fraser here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So Donald Trump is meeting with President Putin in Hamburg at the G20 summit. Of course, and as we heard earlier when we were talking to our correspondent from Hamburg, they've deliberately scheduled that meeting so they don't have to go to the one about climate change. Theresa May is there as well. She says she's going to focus on fighting the financing of terrorism. She's said that in discussions with those world leaders. Of course, there's a butter shortage, and this is because of a strike. Cows are going on strike. They've been balloted by the National Union of Cows, and they are downing udders and working to rule. That rule being, of course, the one about the cows coming home. And in fact, because they're doing no overtime, there's an overtime ban in the fields, the cows are coming home a lot earlier than they used to, and that's leading to a shortage of butter. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, many people can't, but it's all right because we're here to help. We take the news, and our team of investigators who work on the Japanese poetry news desk here at Talk Radio analyse it using short form oriental verse as their way in. And what you find is when you do that is you can simplify the news down. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you.
sex is producing bacteria and really good feelings.
The news in haikus. You all right, Cornelius?
Yeah. Fine, thank you.
Now, before we talk to Fraser, who is our work experience, and go through your films for you, don't forget it's Some Request Friday. Now, this is where we throw it open to you. You can get involved in the show. Over on Radio 2, Simon Mayo has All Request Friday. Now, we tried that. We're not allowed to use the word all, because Simon Mayo personally owns the copyright on that. So we have Some Request Friday. We also can't play music in the same way, because we're a talk radio station. We can play speeches and talks for requests and dedication purposes. So I
see it the other way round now. I see it that Simon Mayo has to play music because he's on a music station.
Fair enough.
And he's unable to play speeches and talks because that's not allowed.
Yeah. No, that's a good...
Do you think that's fair?
That is fair.
I think this is what we'd rather be doing anyway. Even if we could play music,
we'd rather do this. Yeah. And you say that because the reaction is enormous, of course, on social media and on text. 87222 is...
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Because 25 pence plus your standard network rate for text messages.
It turns out that people do want to hear speeches and talks in the afternoon. It's a Friday, the sun's out. These are anthems. These are banging speeches. Many people text us saying they know all the words, they just talk along with them. So if you're driving this afternoon, whatever it might be, have a talk along with this that's come in here. John, I've been camped outside Wimbledon since Tuesday. I don't actually like tennis, I just simply don't have anything better to do. And I bloody love camping, but I hate music, so I like this feature, John. It's like a festival, isn't it, camping outside Wimbledon, without all that bloody racket. Well, there are rackets.
Tennis rackets,
to be fair. Anyway, please could you play Madonna presenting an MTV award to George Michael and dedicate it to the guys in the tent next door and tell them that their flatulence kept me awake all night last night. Cheers. Thanks very much. That's from David in Beckham. Yes, of course. Of course we can. For you, David, here is that speech.
Excuse me. I'm going to say something. Getting an award than giving one away. It is my distinct pleasure to present the Video Vanguard Award to an artist who has made outstanding contributions to the world of music video. Like me. Thank you. He has an excellent voice. He's a great songwriter, and he makes very classy videos. Like me. Ladies and gentlemen, George Michael.
There you go. There it is. Madonna there. She's so humble. Presenting the MTV Award to George Michael. Play that especially for David in Beckham. If you've got a speech or request talk, then why not let us know? And if we've got it in the archive, we'll play it for you. And so then, to work experience punditry. Now, this is where we get our work experiences, drag them out of the office, shove them in front of microphones to review stuff for us, telling them it's a leg up into the industry. That's not true at all, it's just that we don't have to pay them. For music we do, television, geeky, gadgety tech stuff, hipster nonsense. But on a Friday, we always turn to the film. And Fraser's here again with his whatever he's seen.
Indeed I am,
he's
yes.
going to tell us about. So we're sort of going to go to traffic and travel. I'm going to say let's just do one now, and we'll go... I say hang the rules.
Wow.
Go slightly late.
Are you sure?
To traffic and travel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. And that's the kind of guy I am. I just live my life on the edge, Fraser. And I tell you now, and I don't care what the boss says, I'm going to traffic and travel slightly late.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, let's make it count. What are we talking about first?
Well, we're going to talk about Spider-Man Homecoming.
All right, then.
Actually, which came out this Wednesday. Mm. And it was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really, really, really good. To the uninitiated, this is the second reboot from the of Spider-Man after the original Spider-Man.
Right.
Which I feel may not have made sense to some people. But so the original being Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Then we had Andrew Garfield doing The Amazing Spider-Man, which is the reboot of the first reboot. And now we have Tom Holland, who is starring as the friendly neighborhood superhero. And he, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. It's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes, but this is kind of a new... The reason they've done it is because Spider-Man, and I think Sony, owned the rights to Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah,
is that right? And then...
They still do, and they're still intent on ruining it as well.
Okay.
but Marvel, for the meantime, Marvel now have co-ownership with Sony.
Right.
Co-ownership.
If you will, yes, co-ownership. Let's go with that, yeah. And so now Marvel kind of, they have access to putting him in all the films, etc. And it's great because they actually understand the source material, you know, because they're Marvel. They made the character, right?
Yeah.
And it's it fits in really, really well with the Marvel cinematic universe, right, in terms of the tone, the colours, the cinematography and everything. Tom Holland is fantastic.
We had his dad in.
Really?
Yes, because...
Which is, of course, Holland, isn't it? The country.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's his mum.
Oh,
his
sorry.
His dad is Dominic Holland, the comedian,
who
impregnated the country of Holland. and therefore, Tom is the... Anyway... he was in telling us about that, and of course, yeah, and you know, Tom, he's only like 22 or something, isn't he? I think
Tom Holland. Yeah. I mean, he plays Peter Parker is 15 in this one, but obviously.
But how does it go back? Because obviously, having seen the reboots and the films, mm-hmm. There's one story to tell there. It's the origin story.
Yeah.
So this is the third time it's telling the same story. But what makes it different, given the story?
Right. So first of all, they forget about the origin story. Like, they just assume you know, which we all do, right? He gets bitten by a spider.
Yeah.
Uncle Ben dies. Yeah. Whatever. Great power, great responsibility. Whatever.
Yeah. Great rice as well.
Yeah,
that's true. they skip all that, and they very briefly mention it. And I think that's probably quite appreciated by the audience, to be honest, because nobody wants to sit through that, you know, for an hour again. They just want to get straight to the action. And the plot itself, the plot is good. It's kind of a classic superhero kind of, you know, obviously superhero saves the day, whatever. But it what makes it stand out is, I think, the dialogue and the humour is really, really good. Really, really sharp, really, really witty. In fact, the guy who directed it, John Watts, who I looked on his Wikipedia page, which is, of course, the source of all knowledge, and he's literally done hardly anything, really.
What's his name?
John Watts.
Yeah, I know, I just said that.
Good. That's funny. I understand.
What's his name?
I understood. I just chose not to laugh.
I think really you fell for it. But the largest thinker is the actual truth.
But yeah, so John Watts. No real like huge films to his name at all, really. But he directed some stuff for The Onion, which is the satirical news network.
Yeah.
I actually really like them. I think they're great. But that's really all his main credentials. But he just got thrust into the seat for this huge summer blockbuster.
Yeah. And it's paid off.
Oh, massively.
Have we got a clip before we go any further?
I think we do have a clip,
This is from Spider-Man Homecoming.
You're the Spider-Man.
I'm not.
You were on the ceiling.
I wasn't. Ned, what are you doing in my room?
You may let me in. You said we're going to finish a Death Star.
She doesn't know. Nobody knows. Well, I mean, Mrs. Stark knows because he made my suit, but that's it.
Tony Stark made you that? Are you an Avenger?
Yeah, basically. Dude, you can't tell anybody about this. You gotta keep it a secret.
I'll level with you. I don't think I can keep this a secret. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
I'm going to tell you about this at school tomorrow, okay?
Great. Can you spit venom?
You have any idea?
No.
Can you summon an army of spiders?
No, Ned.
Do you know him, too?
He stole a shield. Wow. But then he beat me up.
That's a clip from Spider-Man Homecoming, which Fraser very much liked.
Yeah. I did.
And so, because it's in the Marvel Universe, and I haven't seen it yet, but I presume the other characters come in and connect with it and all that.
Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. That's actually a massive scene stealer, actually, Downey Jr.
He's good, though, Downey Jr.
Yeah, he's just brilliant. He's now synonymous with Iron Man, to be honest, that character. He does a really, really good job. It's like a Simba Mufasa kind of thing between Spider-Man and Iron Man, like very much father son.
Lion Man.
He makes an appearance as well.
Yeah.
The much unheralded superhero.
Yeah, but, invented by Mumford and Sons.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He was, it was bitten by a radioactive Mumford. And that's how we got Little Lion Man. All right, don't make the windy up fight side at me. I know we like the traffic and travel, but like I said, I just don't care. I'm living on the edge.
No, we need it, otherwise we're going to miss out on the thing we're going to do.
All right, fine. All right, then. Fraser, thank you. That's Spider-Man Homecoming. We're going to be talking more film stuff after the slightly late traffic and travel on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
All of human history has led to this moment.
And if we lose, it will be a planet of apes.
Critics agree War for the Planet of the Apes completes the best blockbuster trilogy since the Dark Knight films.
We will bring an end to their kind.
It's edge of the seat stuff, says The Guardian.
So emotional!
Impressive, says Empire.
This is war.
The Telegraph calls it a soulful, mesmerizing spectacle.
I did not start this war. But I will finish it. Apes together strong.
War for the Planet of the Apes. In Cinemas Tuesday, book now.
Top trade picks at Trade Point. Nick Good, Joint and Fill, 10 kilograms, was £11.66, now just £10. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on. Trade
Point! Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Strike oil in your back garden!
It doesn't come for free, but at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Lancashire, the eastbound side of the M65 is still closed for accident investigation works between Junction 6 at Blackburn and 7 at Rishton, so there are long queues. In Cheshire, we've got queuing traffic on the southbound M6, around Junction 17 at Sandbach, that's after an accident, and through Castle Vale in Birmingham, the Kingsbury Road is still closed both ways, that's the A38 at the Tyburn House Island after an accident this morning. Through Honiton, the A35 is shut both ways at the A358 Axminster turn due to a collision. I'm Sarah Tilley.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
I will say, can you see by the dawn's early night, the very next Full Set Breakfast is going to have maple syrup all over it. It's Independence Day, July the 4th, so we're going all American with a hootenanny and a holler. Yippee-ki-yay!
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to a time, and politics moves very fast, doesn't it? So ahead of talking to Fraser there about films for the weekend, let's bring you up to date as we do it on a daily basis. It's our daily update. Ben Fletcher is from the pre-recorded sport. He's here live. He has a daily update for us on exactly at the moment who is Prime Minister of Great Britain, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Thank you.
Theresa May.
Thanks, Ben.
That's right.
Thanks, Ben there in live. Thanks so much, though.
You're welcome.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for that. And, of course, we'll keep bringing you daily updates as to who the Prime Minister is, should it change at any point. Like we said, politics moves fast. Fraser's with us. He's one of our work experiences. He's been reviewing films for us, but more to the point, for you, my friend, for the weekend. Spider-Man Homecoming is in cinemas. What's on streaming and so forth?
Well, Song to Song, directed by Terrence. I know, I hadn't heard of it either, don't worry. Came out on DVD this week.
Yeah.
And it's got a great cast, really phenomenal cast. It's got Ryan Gosling, Rooney Mara, Natalie Portman, and Michael Fassbender. Fortunately, it's terrible.
Song to Song,
yeah. And so I was really excited actually to watch this because, like I said, the cast is great.
Yeah.
I saw La La Land recently and I thought Ryan Gosling was decent in that. And and it's all about music as well, as the title would suggest. It's set in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Revolves around the music scene. And there are actually one or two cameos from actual bands as well, which is really nice. Ooh. Like Red Hot Chili Peppers are in there, which is really cool. But the film kind of falls down, really, in the sense that it doesn't have a plot
at all.
I was wondering why you weren't describing the plot.
This is the theme. So it's a very, very tenuous plot. It's kind of meant to be like an intersecting love triangle thing.
Yeah.
And the way information is dispersed onto the audience is through an internal monologue from each character,
right?
But everything is said in a very monotonous way, as in it's all said like this and very deep, and you know, quite everything is very well, right, thinking very hard about what we're saying, and it's so boring.
Wow.
It's so
is this the
so
reason
boring.
We haven't really heard it, because I've not heard of that, but
yeah,
it just presumably didn't do anything.
It actually spent 3 years in post-production, which makes the fact that it's terrible even worse, because you're thinking,
wow,
you had 3 years to get this right, Terrence Malick. And you still managed to...
Terrence Malick is an acquired taste, though.
Yes, yeah, so I hadn't really seen much of his stuff.
Yeah.
But I know that he is actually very well regarded. Recent films, I think, which one of it? Knight of Cups is not meant to be very good, which is one of his more recent films.
Mm.
I just lost interest really quickly.
They should have got the director from Spider-Man. What was his name?
That was his name.
Yeah, correct.
Very good.
Yeah.
What was his name?
What's it now then?
Sorry,
you said what was his name. So what is it now?
No, what was his name? Still is.
Yeah.
Oh right. Okay.
Anyway, John Watt. Do we have a clip from this?
I think we do. We do.
Snorefest.
Unfortunately,
all right.
We do. Yeah.
This is Song to Song.
He said, "Trust me.
We should make a record together."
And I did.
I know you do the live music thing and everything else, but you want to make some money?
Whatever I wanted, he'd make it happen.
You've got talent. You want one of those? You want to be me?
Where do you get a jacket like this?
Makes you walk different. Get you 100 jackets like that.
Boring. Really? Johnny, yeah, you
sorry,
saw that.
Not
so,
enough,
sorry,
not
I, no, it's fine. So did I, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, if you close your eyes and listen to it, it's like you could be like in a morgue or something, isn't it? You know, which to be honest is probably where I'd rather have been.
Yeah,
than I was supposed to watching that film.
Than that. So, yeah. Did you stick it out? Did you stick to the end? Be honest.
No.
It might have got really good at the end. It might have been fighting robots.
No, it didn't. I can guarantee that. I did try to. Firstly, I tried to look up the rest of the plot on Wikipedia, and
yeah,
Wikipedia only had 3 lines on the plot of that film, which pretty much says it all.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I looked at the official trailer on YouTube, which actually makes it look really good. So fair play, you duped us all. and Terrence Malick. But the comment section was particularly good. One user said, it's Scrainbow 1234 actually was his or her name, says, "Wow, I can't wait to spend $30 to watch four young rich white people do ironic things and then cry about it to the backdrop of random nature shots." Which sums it up really nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right.
So
we're not recommending that?
No, we're not. No,
okay.
We're not. So, yeah.
So, where now? TV, is it?
Yes, TV, yes. So then I scoured the TV guide and found Don't Mess with the Zohan, which came out in two. Yeah.
I remember this. Yeah, joke. Exactly. Adam Sandler, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So,
Oh, my God, you're pointing us towards an Adam Sandler film.
So this was on the channel Big Deal, I think it's called.
Wow.
It's the one after Five Star, which says it all. So directed by Dennis Dugan. I haven't heard of him, don't worry. And mainly stars Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
John Turturro is also co-stars as one of the more notable names. I first saw this with my family in 2008 when it came out.
When it came out. It was a big deal, actually. It was the film that everyone was talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
lots of trails and posters and stuff.
It really went heavy on it. And it actually got quite good reviews at the time. But I went to see it with my family, and I just didn't get it, really. I just thought it was awful. But I saw it on the TV guide. I thought, you know what? I will give this another go.
Yeah.
I've only seen it once. I was much younger back then, so maybe I just didn't really understand it. And to its credit, it has actually aged quite well.
Oh, all right.
Like I wanted to say like a fine wine, but it's like a slightly above average wine.
That's on offer.
Yeah. Like Blossom Hill or something like that. Yeah, one of those. Not £4. And then to give like a brief outline of the plot, it's essentially about a superhuman Israeli counter-terrorist called Zohan, played by Adam Sandler, who's fed up of the fighting between Israelis and Palestinians, and whose dream is actually to go to America and cut and style hair. So it's very, very loosely related to like the American dream, in inverted commas.
Yeah.
So he goes to America and basically realizes there's still fighting between Israelis and Palestinians. A lot of silliness happens. And it is essentially satire, right? It's not meant to be taken seriously at all. But to be fair to it, put it in today's context, actually, it can be seen to have like a slightly more, it can be seen like to be quite relevant, actually, because it touches on immigration and, you know, alien people coming into...
Aliens making
they're in it as well. Yeah. They make a brief cameo. And all about, you know, how they find it hard to assimilate into American culture and all that stuff.
More timely than you think. So that's worth a watch.
It's good fun. It's not serious at all. And it's certainly not Adam Sandler's worst movie. So
there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, precisely.
Fair.
So
let's have a quick clip of it then. This is Don't Mess with Zohan, the Zohan.
Hey girl, come on. There'll be plenty of time for you and me. Tonight I take you to disco, huh? How's this?
No, why would I want to go to a disco tonight?
Oh, Michael, you should go. It'd be fun. You could use a little stank. Yes, you need your Penachem to take a swim. Yeah, a little chicken of the sea. It wouldn't hurt. Disco. Let's do this, Michael. Yes or no? Come on, you get the disco.
Okay, all right, fine. I'll go to the disco.
Okay. I do your mother one more time and then we go. Ooh, seconds already?
All your seconds.
This is what you need, man, to let off a little steam, man. How many times a day do you make sticky? 2, 5, 12?
How many times a day? I've had sex once in my life. It was at tennis camp. It's awful.
You're too picky, Michael. Maybe that's the problem.
Right, well, I mean, from that clip, it sounds awful as well, but I suppose, context is everything.
Maybe I was just being generous.
Yeah.
It was on at about 11 p.m, so I was just, you know, very relaxed mood. I thought maybe...
Have you drunk a bottle of that wine you were just talking
Blossom
about?
Hill, yeah, exactly.
I may
have blacked out halfway through.
Fair enough. So I think you're over... It's not a Blossom Hill, is it? That's a supermarket-owned brand, Merlot. Listen, Fraser, thanks so much for coming
in. No worries at all, thank you for having me.
There we are, film reviews with Fraser, Work Experience Punditry. Now, in the next bit of the programme... it's 3 o'clock, or coming up to it, so that means we've got the big debate at three. A man called Con, hello Con.
Hello.
We'll be in the lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out the hate mail and messages and tweets and troll abuse that we get over the past 5 days. As that lift travels downwards through the building, it's a feature we call Condescending, and we've live music for you in the last half an hour of the programme, as we've dragged a busker in from the streets, and we're going to force them to perform for you at microphone point to get you into the weekend. Talk Radio, Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so we only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Back a bit. No, forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait, forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
When it's hot outside, remember to keep up on your juice. Thank you. You see, when you spend your dosh on selected essential products at Juicen, you will earn double juice points all July. So whether you're stocking up on fixings, equipment, hand tools or clothes, accessories, adhesives or power tools, the double points from the Juicen Juicy July event will have you earning rewards quicker than your mate. So sign up now at juicerewards.co.uk and earn rewards from Juicen today. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio and here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, schoolgirl killed on art trip. Trump is still dead set on wall and STI resistance.
Talk Radio.
A girl has died on a school trip after a minibus and a bin lorry crashed in Birmingham. The 14-year-old was among 21 students from John Taylor High in Staffordshire. A number of people were treated at the scene and one pupil's been taken to hospital. Superintendent Dean Hatton's been giving an update from the site in Castle Vale.
It became clear that nothing could be done at the scene to save the life of the young girl and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Next of kin have been informed and I've got specialist officers deployed with the family now to support them at this very, very difficult time.
Donald Trump has met the Mexican president and repeated a pledge to make him pay for a wall bordering the US. The American leader's been holding discussions and insists the two countries have made very good progress on trade issues. They've met on the sidelines of the G20 summit involving the world's richest nations. The London mayor has rejected calls to move the Notting Hill Carnival following the Grenfell Tower fire. A cabinet minister asked for the event to be held elsewhere, questioning whether it's appropriate to go ahead so close to the block. Sadiq Khan says it's a firm tradition and the location won't be changed. Experts are warning it's only a matter of time before antibiotics are unable to combat gonorrhea. The infection is becoming highly resistant to drugs and there are already a few cases where patients have failed to respond to treatment. Professor Claudia Estcourt is from the British Association for Sexual Health and HIV.
We are very, very worried now about bacteria becoming untreatable and really we'd be in a situation where the antibiotics just don't work anymore.
And one of Britain's most successful cyclists has completed the transition to become a woman. Robert Miller, who's now called Philippa York, says she's gone public now because gender issues are no longer a subject of such ignorance and intolerance.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for the news there.
It's all right, John.
What was that gonorrhea story?
Yes, John, I knew you were going to talk about this.
What was the name of the lady?
Claudia
Estcourt.
Est
Court.
Oh.
It's got a T in there. E-S-T Court.
Oh, well, I was going to say.
Not Escort.
I was going to say that's...
unfortunate.
Slightly unfortunate name for someone who works in that. Thanks, Victoria.
Got to do the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So, still hot in parts of London and the south, but a chance of rain in central and northern areas and highs of 29 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria's got more news in half an hour. But it will also contain bonus news today. Yeah, that's only half an hour away. We bring you bonus news on the, well, at half three, because it covers off everything. It's animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days. And it's there because Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so she has to make the time up to date. Vegetable news.
Do you vegetable have, news.
Yes. Do you have anything to tease us with?
An artichoke.
I asked you that earlier and you hadn't got an artichoke to tease me with.
I've got you one now.
Thanks. Right, stay tuned to see exactly how that's going to unfold in half an hour's time. The big debate's on the way. Ben's got the sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. British number three Aliash Bedene is out of Wimbledon, losing in straight sets to Gilles Muller in the third round. Heather Watson took the first set against Victoria Azarenka 6-3, but she lost the second 6-1. Defending champion Andy Murray and Johanna Konta are in action later, as regular updates from SW19 over on Talk Sport. England's bowlers took an early South Africa wicket on day two of the first test at Lord's. After Joe Root's side posted 458 in their first innings, Haino Kun was caught by Alistair Cook off Stuart Broad for just a single run. South Africa have since recovered. They were 64 for one a short time ago. Finally, British and Irish Lions wing Elliot Daly says he'd happily step up and take a decisive kick in tomorrow's crucial test with New Zealand in Auckland. Owen Farrell's the first choice goal kicker, but Daly, who's earned a reputation for converting long range efforts, says he'll step in if needed. Don't forget, Lions All Blacks, the third test decider, is live on TalkSport tomorrow morning from 7. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben, with your pre-recorded sport, and Victoria there with the live news. We'll do the big debate next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
We also salute those about to play music. In around half an hour's time, we welcome our musical guest this Friday, a busker we have dragged in from the streets who will be taking us into the weekend with music. And I kid you not, he's called Steve. And he's got some robot monkeys with him. And that, I'm not even making that up. He's Steve and he's got robot monkeys. And he'll be playing for us up to 4 o'clock. Also, if you hate the programme or me personally, there's still time to let us know about that. You can do it on Twitter, which is @TalkRadio. Start your message with any word you like and then put some hate. Or you can use the text 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. We'll give all of your hatred and abuse to Cornelius Conn as he stands in the lift and reads it out as it travels downwards through the building. It's today's Con Descending.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. So Trump met Putin this afternoon, the outcome of which is that World War III has just been announced. If you missed that in the news with Victoria there, it was her second story. World War III has broken out. The leaders of the G20 summit all in Hamburg there. And straight after that meeting, Putin and Trump came out and announced the global war. The official advice from Hamburg is to, if you're listening to this, go into a bunker right now and curl into a ball, weeping at the state of of the world. Theresa May is also at the G20 summit, saying just because Britain is leaving Europe, it doesn't mean that we can't be part of that war. And there are reports that with the news of the imminent war in which thousands of innocent people will be killed, Tony Blair has been seen this afternoon with a spring in his step. Now, on the line, listening to the radio this afternoon is Mark. He's calling in about vegetables. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, John. I'm also calling because I also hate the show, but I'll pass my stuff on to the producer when we're done.
Yeah, thank you very much. Just stay on the line, and that's absolutely fine. Mark, I mean, I didn't mention vegetables; they weren't even referred to there, apart from, of course, Victoria's forthcoming vegetable news, I suppose. But you've heard
Trump's a bit of a vegetable.
Well, I suppose. What sort of vegetable would Donald Trump be if indeed he were one?
Probably a turnip.
Right, okay. Now, why don't you like vegetables? I mean, this is we're not just talking about not wanting to eat them here, are we? You're talking about eradicating them. I think the phrase you used was cancelling vegetables. You'd like to see vegetables jailed, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the problem is now there are a lot of trans vegetables.
Yeah.
You've got tomatoes, avocados, to name the two I know,
yeah.
And they all identify as veg.
Yeah, which they're allowed
fruit.
To do, by the way.
Well, not in my book. Okay, they're fruit,
right.
And the reason why they're identifying as veg is because they're putting fluoride into the water,
right.
Which is an estrogen mimicker, and it's bending their identity.
Right.
It used to be there was only fruit or vegetable. Now there's 31 varieties of Baskin Robbins alone. It's madness, and it's turning frogs gay. Get rid of vegetables.
Okay, well, it's a very controversial opinion. Let me say it's not mine. That's the opinion of the caller there. He's free speech. He's allowed to say that. But let's bring in someone who's going to disagree with him to balance that up. Matthew's on the line. Hello, Matthew.
Yo, is you my mum?
Is what?
Is you my mum?
Is I your mum?
It's a simple question.
Sorry, I don't speak youth. Now, Matthew, Mark has
my
been...
Mom wait, Matthew, you know by now I'm Badman Matt. You know this, John.
Sorry, you're right. Badman Matt.
Thank you.
Is you my mum? That sounds Turkish to me. Is you my mum?
And if I'm Turkish, what's the problem with that, bro?
No, I just don't speak it, so I don't know what you're saying.
Well, we've got to get bogged
down.
Look, Matthew. Bad man Matthew. Is the... that's offensive, what Mark said, isn't it? He's talking about, you know, the tomato, it's a fruit, but it identifies as a vegetable. He doesn't like that, but it's... But I think that's absolutely fine. In this day and age, a fruit or a vegetable can identify however they want to identify, can't they? That's the point, isn't it? That's the modern world we live in.
Of course, yeah. My honourable friend there, he's clearly not confident enough in his masculinity to be in the same room as a fruit or veg that might not be just a fruit or veg, and he can't handle it, and he's having some sort of identity crisis. But I'll tell you right now, vegetables are bringing many great things to this world. I won't bore you now with the obvious stuff about vitamins, 5 a day, keep doctor away and all that.
No, I mean, you've already bored us, but yeah.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, vegetables are currently helping reduce crime in the great city of London.
Right. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah. My mate Buffting, yeah?
Yeah.
He started this amnesty appeal, yeah? It's called Carrots for Knives. Yeah?
Yeah.
And people come in and they drop off a knife, yeah? They give him their knife and he gives them back carrots. And he says, with these, you can see in the dark. And if you want to sharpen them up or make them into some sort of shiv, that's your business. But I'll tell you what right now, John.
Yeah.
You try and stab anyone with a carrot, no matter how sharp it is, that stuff's going to break. And it's just going to be a lovely little snack lying on the floor.
You're right. And that is indeed helping knife crime, which is a problem. And your friend is to be commended for this, of course.
We're tackling today's issues, bruv. Not worrying about trans fruit, trans this, that, and the other.
With vegetables.
Kids are dying.
You're absolutely right. With vegetables. So now, let's look at this.
Hang on, Mark.
I can see you're shaking your face at that. But let me just tell you this. This is an interesting point, because you're saying you're against vegetables, but I want you now to think about the vegetarians. If you do this, vegetarians are going to be out of work, aren't they? And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to retrain the vegetarians. And who's going to pay for that, exactly? I mean, are you expecting the taxpayer to pay for that?
Well, I think we'll just have more meat sales. It should come off of the VAT from meat. I mean, for me...
You're not...
Vegetables, okay, calm down there, bruv. Vegetable, to me, is an under-evolved piece of matter. I only eat the most intelligent species. Mummified Greek philosophers, dolphins, energy masses from Star Trek, which are great, with a lovely Cinzano Bianco. And for the same reason, I find LBC presenters so unappealing, just like the rest of the country.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. And you're right to eat intelligent things.
Yeah, thanks,
bro. And Matthew, he's right. His vegetables are stupid, aren't they? They're not intelligent creatures.
What? I don't know what you're expecting from a vegetable, mate. Do you want a cabbage to be given a Mensa award or something?
Well, I say that in the terms of, you know, if you are a person like Mark who only wants to eat intelligent things, there's no point, you know, in wasting your time with eating vegetables.
Oh, radio.
And also, wait a minute, because what about this five a day? Right, five a day. Five a day, vegetables, five a day. Right, you don't have five a day meat, do you, or fish? Why the hell do vegetables all so big and, look at us, we're so important. You've got five of us a day. What's so clever, the vegetably. It's not right, is it? It's not fair on other foodstuffs.
Well, no, it is fair. What, you want to eat five cows a day, bro? Good luck, bro. Eat five octopi a day. I dare you. How? It's much easier to eat five carrots.
Hang on, isn't that eight pie a day? Octopi? Isn't that eight?
Well, yeah, actually, right. Wait. Eight octopi, so that would be 16, and then two times 16, 32.
Yeah.
And that's six octopi, so add another 16, you get 48. So 48 to pie.
Yeah, 48 to pie a day is. What about fat people?
I mean, this guy sounds like a wishy-washy, fat indeed, liberal with his allotment and his concern for the less privileged. It makes me so sick. I'm literally choking on my own rage, but that could be the cholesterol from all the meat I eat.
Elvis, a liberal, bro.
Hang on a minute. Hang on.
Elvis loved food. He never ate a vegetable, and he died a hero and left a beautiful corpse, bloated and straining himself to pass a solid mass of excrement, much like the controller of ITV. Get rid of vegetables.
Well, let me mention, you mentioned Elvis there, so let's talk about fat people. Now, this is vegetable. You know about this. You've heard about this. You'll know about this, Matthew. Bad man Matt. Yeah. Vegetable smuggling, of course. There's people smuggling vegetables into this country, right? There are already too many vegetables in this country. There are only enough room for these immigrant vegetables coming in, right? They've been smuggled in by fat people. Now, if what you've got, fat people being hollowed out and filled full of fresh fruit and veg, right, inside them, because what happens, they come through the borders and they're fat, so people don't search them because they think they're not going to touch fruit and veg, so they don't bother searching them for fruit and veg because they just assume they've eaten, like, crisps and stuff, right? And that's a problem, isn't it? That is a problem, Matthew.
Well, I know about this issue, fat people get stuck with veggies across the border. That's a big problem today, right? But I'll tell you what, my mate Buffett, he's actually at Dover currently, with a big sack.
Signal.
And any fat person that comes past them, he's using one of the knives that he's been collecting, and he's splitting them open and emptying the contents into his sack.
Right. Yeah,
so he's signal,
breaking. You might be Matthew. Your signal's as bad as you are. Think you are on the street. So we're gonna have to.
Is it better now, bro?
Yeah, but I'm bored of talking to you.
Well, it is.
My Bluetooth is
worse in a way.
I got a return Bluetooth thing.
Yeah, yeah.
What about this Newton Faulkner? Remember him? Not a real Faulkner, by the way. He never heard of a predatory red-breasted tit hawk. Anyway, he sang, "There's a place I go when I'm all alone, and I can be anything I want to be." Well, I actually found him, and that place was the Asda car park in Milton Keynes, Junction 13 off the M1.
Right.
You just go over about 700 roundabouts. It's about a mile up the road.
Yeah.
What he liked
to be was baked.
What he liked to be was baked, a potato specifically, and where is he now?
Yeah.
Being a baked potato ruined Newton Faulkner's life. So just say no to root vegetables, kids.
Right, just a final point there. I just want you, just a yes or no from you on these, all right? Matthew, we'll go with you first. No, I haven't started. Matthew, yes or no? Aubergine, Matthew.
Hell no.
You're not an aubergine, no?
That's the one vegetable.
Oh, right, all right, okay.
You know, I don't bend that way, but...
Mark?
The only one I would accept is cubby broccoli. That's the only vegetable I like, so I'll say no.
Okay, just a few more. Asparagus?
Yes.
No.
Marrow?
No. Pervert. No.
Yes.
Beetroot?
Yes.
No.
Pumpkin.
Oh, dirty. You dirty old man. No.
Wait, Halloween, bruv. That's when you get the most sweeties, bruv. That's like the opposite of vegetables. You should be all over pumpkin.
He's one of these guys smuggling these vegetables in up his bum. I can tell you that now for a fact.
And there we must
listen to his voice.
Leave the debate just for time,
that's
really.
Out of order, bruv.
Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, bad Big Matthew?
Big man, Matt.
Knife.
Thank you. Mark?
Bruv.
Thanks. There we have it. Interesting, isn't it? Vegetable news is on the way. But do we need vegetables, actually, in this day and age? What do you think? Should we just get rid of them? Should we see them jailed, which is what we're calling for? There, we don't need vegetables, do we? We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got battery chargers now and scenes of crime officers. Why would we need vegetables? Get in touch. Let us know what you reckon. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that was The Big Debate.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Ah, Mrs. Wren says, mind you don't get stung this summer. Good advice, Mrs. Wren. I hate wasps, the little... Oh, I see. You mean avoid getting stung by going to the Wren Kitchen summer sale. All kitchens are half price plus an extra 25% off. There's 4 years interest-free credit, 10% off laminate worktops, and a Neff dishwasher for only £179, all when you buy five or more units. Oh, brilliant! Out of interest, though, Mrs. Wren, how do you deal with wasps? What? You eat them? Mrs. Wren! Fly down to Wren Kitchens.
Internet and calls costing too much, minions?
Ugh, blammock.
Don't worry, you won't believe what you can get for £20 a month with Sky. There's super fast Sky Fibre.
Sky Fiber.
And Sky Talk evening and weekend calls. Plus new Sky Talk Shield. All for just £20 a month, including line rental for 18 months. And better yet, it's exclusively for our Sky TV customers. With just £19.95 setup fee, it's such good value, you'd be bananas to miss it. Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Activate Sky Talk Shield online. Further T's and C's apply.
New boilers, please.
You can now buy a new boiler from British Gas with 0% interest for 2 years.
15 now.
But hurry, this offer will only be around until the 31st of July.
30 lap.
And don't forget, all British Gas boilers come with a 5-year warranty.
40 lap.
So for a new boiler with interest-free credit, search British Gas New Boiler.
Game, set and match, British Gas.
Conditions apply. We're a credit broker offering products from a panel of lenders. Credit subject to status.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, major delays as the carriageway is closed. That is due to nuts and bolts on the road and accident investigation work. It's on the M65 eastbound between Junction 6 and Junction 7. In Cheshire, we have queuing traffic, long delays due to an earlier broken down vehicle on the M6 northbound between Junction 16 and Junction 17. In the West Midlands, one lane closed, slow traffic due to a broken down van. That is on the M6 northbound between Junction 5 and Junction 6. And at Worcestershire, queuing traffic, long delays due to an earlier accident on the M42 northbound between Junction 3 and Junction 3A. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Now get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to 5 years free servicing on selected cars in the range at your local dealership until 31st of July. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. It's just coming up to a time and, well, apropos the big debate. A lot of your reactions have been coming in. Do we need vegetables, for heaven's sake? They're also, oh, look at me, you're so important, you have five a day of us, which the other food groups don't technically get, do they? So, what do you think? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, without vegetables, I wouldn't have been bullied as a child.
Right.
Everyone used to call me Aspara just because my name is Gus.
That's
coming from Gus. John, we need vegetables to contact in case of emergency. If someone gets hurt, they need to contact, of course, their next of pumpkin.
Right. And Alex has said vegetables are not as good as wooden tubbles because they just fall apart when you put a cup of tea on it. if your tubble is made of veg as opposed to wood. Mm. Anyway, it's already in the afternoons. Now, Cornelius, you need to leave the room and get thee to the lift. Cornelius has gone out of the room. He's going to the lift. He's clutching the texts and the tweets from all of the haters. And momentarily, he's going to read them out as the lift travels downwards through the building. Before that, though, let's talk about Some Request Friday. It's where you get to request a speech or a talk for a loved one, a dedication, if you will. Can't do music. We're not a music radio station. Radio 2 have kind of got the copyright on that. So let us instead turn to the text in here. It says here, Happy World Chocolate Day. John, to celebrate, I'm making sculptures out of chocolate of you and the entire Talk Radio team in my workroom in Wales. What a day for it. I've even got some white chocolate in to make eggs. Could you please play for me Jared Leto's Oscar acceptance speech for Dallas Buyers Club so I can really get into the zone for making the finishing touches? It's one of my favourite speeches and it really set me up for the weekend. I know every word and I'm going to be talking along with it. What a banger it is. And that's come in from Edward in Snowdon. Thank you, Edward, especially for you then. Enjoy it. Jared Leto's Oscar acceptance speech for Dallas Buyers Club.
Incredible. Ellen, I love you. To my fellow nominees, I'm so proud to share this journey with you. I'm in awe and have so much respect for you all. To the Academy, thank you. In 1971, Bossier City, Louisiana, there was a teenage girl who was pregnant with her second child. She was a high school dropout and a single mom, but somehow she managed to make a better life for herself and her children. She encouraged her kids to be creative, to work hard, and to do something special. That girl is my mother, and she's here tonight. And I just want to say, I love you, Mom. Thank you for teaching me to dream. To my brother, Shannon, the best big brother in the world, you're a true artist. Thank you so much for sharing this insane and amazing adventure that is 30 Seconds to Mars and for being my best friend. I love you. Thank you.
There, faded out nicely, didn't it? Jared Leto's Oscar acceptance speech for Dallas Buyers Club, play that, especially for Edward in Snowdon. If you've got a speech or a talk that you'd like to hear on the radio, do get in touch, and if we've got it in the archive, we'll drag it out for you as part of Some Request Friday. Now, you know what? You know the haters? Ah, the haters gonna hate.
The haters gonna hate.
It's that part of the week when Con goes to the lift here in the building, clutching fistfuls of hate. All of the messages we get on Twitter or on text or whatever over the preceding 5 days that hate me personally or the show in general or anyone who works on it. We don't throw them away, we don't block people, we don't report them. We simply give them to Con to take to the lift, to read out loud as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. And he should be able to hear me now. Cornelius, are you there?
John, hello. Here I am outside the lift. I think I might enter the lift. I've changed the radio away from, it was TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs, to this.
What is it? What is it?
It's Thames Radio. What a tune. Right, let me press the buttons and we will begin. John, how can you slag off Love Island, saying it's boring and nonsensical, when you do this radio show, says Ian in Stirling. John, Donald Trump's tweets are both more entertaining and make more sense than this. You should quit. Yes. Joe Pasquale was great on the radio yesterday. Shame about the guy asking the questions. What an annoying git. That's coming from a Joe Pasquale fan. John, you slag off Theresa May for paying the DUP £1 billion to keep her job. But I presume you're paying a similar sum to the bosses of Talk Radio, as you are crap, said a anonymous text. Personally, I reckon this lineup is more suited to someone along the likes of Tommy Boyd or maybe Bob Mills. That was in a radio forum for nerds, and presumably typed in that voice. John, I enjoy listening to you on the radio. I just wish you got rid of the idiot on the other mic, and the rest of them, you're strong enough on your own. Someone's walked into the lift. Hello, we're live on the radio. What's your name?
Niall.
Niall, what do you do here, Niall?
I work on the sales floor, so I sell the advertising.
Lovely stuff. Can you read out this insult that we got into the show? This one here, this one.
John, I listened to your Virgin Radio breakfast show today. Will there be a podcast of it? Is it 6 minutes too short for that?
Lovely, thank you very much. It's going down, by the way. I don't know the name of the clown who follows Julia's show on Talk Radio, but he must be doing wonders for LBC's ratings. And that's it, yes, so there we go. Yeah, we're in the basement now. Right, see you, back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius there. The haters, they're going to hate. Yeah! They hated all the way down through the building there, didn't they? That's if you want to hate me or the show or anyone who works on it, just simply get in touch. Here you go, 87222.
Starting message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Starting message with some hurt.
The hit. Yeah. That's all you got to do. For next Friday, we'll bring you another week's worth of condescending. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, live music. I kid you not. A man is here. He's wearing, I'm going to call it a jumpsuit. And he's got not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Oh, no, it is five. Robot monkeys in the studio. There are robot monkey. We're going to tweet this, of course. And I think Phil, are we filming this or something?
Well, Sex Luke's not here. No, that's his.
There's a camera.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get the online team.
Oh, fine. All right. Anyway, there are five robot monkeys and a man. And that and they and it all will be performing for you in the next half an hour of the programme. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Victoria's got the news now at 3:30.
Talk Radio. A 14-year-old girl has died after a minibus carrying pupils on a school arts trip collided with a bin lorry. A second pupil has been taken to hospital with minor injuries following the crash in Castle Vale in Birmingham. Donald Trump is standing by his promise to force Mexico to pay for a wall along the border with the US. He repeated the pledge during a meeting with the country's president on the sidelines of the G20 summit involving the world's richest nations. Another issue they discussed was a controversial free trade agreement with Mexico, which Mr. Trump has claimed cost jobs in the US.
It's great to be with my friend, the president of Mexico, and we're negotiating NAFTA and some other things with Mexico, and we'll see how it all turns out. But I think we've made very good progress, so it's great to be with you.
France has announced several pro-business measures aimed at attracting firms leaving the UK because of Brexit. They include scrapping the top wage bracket and setting up an international tribunal to cover financial cases in English. A British woman has been murdered at her home in Mauritius while her young autistic son was in the house. Thieves stole jewellery and money from the house before getting away in her car. And Britain's hopes at Wimbledon now rest on Andy Murray and Johanna Konta, who are in action later. Heather Watson and Aliash Bedene have both lost their third round matches. The weather dry for most tonight, cooler in the north and warm in the south with lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny spells mainly in the north and east, rather cloudy in Wales and the southwest with some light showers. Highs of 20. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's just after 3:30, and if you're a regular listener, you will know that is time for Victoria's bonus news. News to make the time up from the lack of news in the other bulletins, because they're a minute shorter than they used to be, so the time must be made up. Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news on consecutive days. Today we bring you
Vegetable News.
Talk Radio are unable to bring you vegetable sound effects, as vegetables, as a rule, do not make sounds. In the spirit of light entertainment, here is a pak choi being banged on the desk.
So, what's that noise about?
What noise?
It was a pak choi being banged on the desk.
Oh no, I know that noise.
What noise?
The one you just made, the exasperated sound.
Oh, nothing, I'm just looking forward to vegetable news.
Okay, so starting off with the aforementioned artichokes.
Vegetable news.
French artichoke growers are warning they've had a catastrophic start to the season. So apparently weather conditions have been against them. And on top of that, Xavier Tapeau, the head of markets and artichokes at the UCPT, worries that as producers are getting old, young farmers might be put off by getting into growing the crop. And apparently there was a drought in April, followed by lots of rain in May, and now the heat wave is causing problems, which will bring forward the harvest, meaning the size of the artichoke won't be as big or desirable.
Really?
I don't think I've ever eaten artichoke.
I mean, you know, when they're, I want to say tapas style.
Antipasti.
Antipasti, that's the right one. So I've had those quite a few times.
Yeah,
but they don't have much flavour.
I'm pro pasty. I'm pro most baked sort
I like baked goods too.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't think they have much flavour, but I've only had them in the antipasti style.
Right. So do you... Sorry, what was the last bit?
You weren't listening. You were looking at the TV.
Well, I'll
There's
tell
a
you
talk radio logo on
I'm
it.
Gonna tell you
oh, they brought it back now.
I'm going to tell you what I was looking at the TV, right? So... and you're right, I was, because I was, Sky News is on, and they are playing a video of the head of the Grenfell Fire Inquiry at that meeting last night.
Yes.
Being heckled by the people at that meeting in Kensington, you were talking about earlier in the news. But they're playing a video clip that was shot by someone there that came to Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's a Talk Radio exclusive.
And so Sky are now running that, but it does have a Talk Radio logo on it, which is the best marketing we've ever had.
I know.
We've never led the news agenda before.
Yeah.
But that's been going for hours. Although they didn't play the little logo last hour.
No.
But they did when you were blabbing on at 1 o'clock.
But the logo's back now. So that's what I was just looking at that.
Okay, fine.
But anyway, so what did you say, artichokes?
Oh, man.
To be honest, it was a really dull story. We can move on from it.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So now there's a new ice cream trend using vegetables.
Yeah.
In particular, and I think this is how you say it, I'm not really sure, the purple ube, or oob. It creates a bright purple ice cream.
Sorry, did you just say purple oob?
Yes.
Okay. Music's run out.
I know.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not sure whether you pronounce it ube or oob. But
I think most people want to hear
it's ube.
Oob.
Ube.
Yeah.
The purple ube.
Is it what?
Anyway, this purple vegetable creates a bright purple ice cream, but while it won't get you a 5-day in, it's believed it might still have some of the vegetable's benefits like vitamin A, vitamin C and potassium.
Right.
There you go.
Does it taste nice?
I don't know. I've not had one.
Have you tasted ube, John?
I have not tasted ube. So none of us here have tasted ube?
No, I don't think I've tasted ube.
I thought you might have done Cornelius.
You look the type.
What, to taste ube?
To taste ube.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how tonight goes.
Are you seeing your mum?
No.
And finally...
supposed to be a professional newsreader.
This bit isn't proper news, so it's fine. And an app developer has created a game where you can pretend you're preparing vegetables.
Why not just prepare some vegetables?
Because it's not on an
you
app.
You can't
though,
do that on a train.
Yeah.
Well, there's no law saying you can't prepare vegetables on a train.
It's so much easier to do it on an app.
You can't carry knives like that in public.
Yeah.
They're weapons.
Well, you could take a spiralizer. I don't think there's a law about carrying a spiralizer on a train. Is there? I doubt it.
No,
there's
not.
Anyway, it's called Funny Veggies, Game for Babies, and you can wash the veg. All of them have faces, and then you chop them up.
What's the face of an ube?
I don't know if they have an ube.
Oh, all right.
It's a funny veggie.
It's a funny veggie. But I don't think it's that funny. But you can... The game
means... So it's
means,
just a veggie.
Yeah. But it's a game for babies, so maybe babies would find it funny.
So you can identify. Ube is a veggie.
Yeah. You can identify the different veg, make some faces. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't the most...
That has got to be the weakest vegetable news segment we've ever done on this show.
I mean, normally...
Vegetable news.
Yeah, normally, you know...
Vegetable news.
Oh, that's fancy.
Normally, we...
It's a slow day in the world of vegetable news. It is.
Yeah. Vegetable news.
Not a lot going on, was there? Never mind. Victoria, thank you very much for bringing us vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Thank you.
Vegetable news.
Mineral news on Monday.
I don't like it when you mean.
Next on the programme, we will bring you live music in the studio to take you into the weekend. We dragged a busker in. He's got five robot monkeys as well. And we will be asking them and him to perform to get us into the weekend. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from Milebanger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got massive stocks on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got new lower prices on Facro centre pivot roof windows, like a 550 by 780mm window for only £128 ex-VAT. To find more great trade prices and thousands of products in stock, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, we are seeing some very slow traffic due to an earlier accident on the M65 eastbound between Junction 6 and Junction 7. In Cheshire, queuing traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle, that is on the M6 northbound between Junction 16 and Junction 17. In Worcestershire, we are seeing slow traffic due to an earlier accident, that's on the M42 northbound between Junction 3 and Junction 3A. And at Bristol, we have queuing traffic due to a rolling roadblock and an accident, that is on the M5 northbound between Junction 18A and Junction 17. I'm Sammy Jolo.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Now get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to 5 years free servicing on selected cars in the range at your local dealership until 31st of July. Honda, The power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. It's where we bring you live music. Before we hear some, let's meet the man behind the monkeys. Steve is in the studio. Hi, Steve.
Hello there.
Do you want to move a little bit closer to that
mic?
All
right, then.
For me, before we start. So, we're going to hear a couple of songs from you.
Yeah.
It's what we do on a Friday. We get people in. I can safely say to you, though, of all the performers we've had over the past year, you have the most equipment that is certainly in the form of monkeys.
Absolutely.
Do you want to talk us through what we've got here?
These are my boys, my five monkeys.
Yeah.
It's been slowly growing over about the last 6 or 7 years. You probably remember the original one, Henry.
Yes, because we've met before.
We have indeed. Yes.
We were trying to work out how long ago it was, but it was.
It's got to be 8 years.
It's got to be, hasn't it? Yeah. And you came in, because I was doing a show on BBC Six Music.
That's right.
And you came in and performed for us live then as well.
I did.
But you certainly didn't have the monkeys in that.
I didn't, and I didn't have Henry either.
No,
and
right.
We pretended that we did.
I know, that's fooling the audience. That's not allowed anymore.
Not on the BBC.
Not on the BBC, anyway.
No. Now, we've got cameras here now anyway, we can get away with it.
We can prove what we've got. All right. Well, look, while you get set up...
Okay, then.
You can just go do what you like with your monkey.
Right,
I know
then.
Your monkeys need feeding and stuff. but in the meantime, Courtney, there's a lot of news going on this afternoon. Remember, you've seen there's the Hamburg, G20 in Hamburg going on, isn't it?
Yes,
World
correct.
War III has been announced because of the
has
meeting
it?
Between Trump and Putin.
Oh, when are they starting it?
World War III starts at 4 o'clock, just in time for Sam Delaney.
Yasmin Khan.
Sorry,
you
Yasmin
silly
Khan.
Billy.
Yes. Oh, silly me. but that's happening, isn't it? There's other things. Basically, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, nobody can. But we're here to help by taking the news and making it understandable by exposing it, in many ways, to short-form Oriental verse. That's right. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
World leaders travel to Hamburg on private jets to talk climate change.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm off over there to throw some bricks.
Yeah.
No, I won't. No, that's irresponsible. No one do that.
No one do
that.
They will. About 100,000 people tomorrow, they say.
Well, they shouldn't.
No.
In my opinion.
No.
And in the
stop
opinion
talking
of
now.
Talk
we're running
radio.
Out of time. So, now, as I said, live music time now. Steve's here. He's had a jumpsuit, Steve, as well, by the way. Is that what we'd call that, a jumpsuit, what you're wearing?
It's a rock star suit.
It's a rock star suit. He has five monkeys. They play instruments and are about to do so for us. What song are we going to hear first?
Word Up.
Cameo?
Cameo.
All right, here we go. A cover of Word Up with a man called Steve and five monkeys on Talk Radio.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah, pretty ladies around the world got a weird thing to show you. So tell the boys and girls, tell your brother, your sister, and your mom too. We're about to go down, and you know just what to do. Wave your hands in the air like you don't care. Drive past the people as they start to look and stand. Do you dance? Do you dance? Do you dance quick, mama? Come on, baby, tell me what's the word. Word up,
word up.
Everybody. It's a cold word, no matter where you say it, you know that you'll be here now. Well, you suck good DJs,
everybody say, the when you hear the call, you got to get it on the way, take it away.
I've ever seen.
Oh, so good.
I mean, we're filming this, okay, with good reason, because I kid you not, a monkey played a mouth organ, the monkeys did the backing vocals. Why aren't you on Britain's Got Talent or something?
You know, I did go on Britain's Got Talent.
Did you?
With Henry, yeah.
But now you need to go back on with the monkeys.
I know,
Steve.
Yeah.
That is excellent. How long does it take you to train those monkeys to do that?
5 years for these guys.
5 years?
Wow.
A lot of Jack Daniels.
Yeah. One of them's not looking well. Right, okay, because just simply for time, what are we going to hear next?
I'm going to hear one of mine. It's called Sexy Thu. By coincidence, I've actually got my album coming out next month.
Ah, perfect.
And I'm Steve Aruni, A-R-U-N-I, hashtag Steve Aruni, steveruni.com, steveruni. So,
good.
Should be out next month. I'll put something up on the website tonight anyway.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll plug the hell out of it.
All right, then.
All right.
Good.
Here we go, then.
Here we go. Sexy Thu.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And five monkeys could provide such awesome entertainment on the radio. We have filmed that. That will be going up on the where will that
Talk
go?
Radio Facebook page.
That's going to go up there. Facebook.com something. Talk Radio something. You go around because that's quite the setup you've got going there.
Yeah.
Right. So in terms of performing, it's a crowd pleaser. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
And that stands you head and shoulders above any other busker doing boring old Ed Sheeran covers, doesn't it? So
I've put the effort in.
You really have?
I think, yeah.
Put the effort in there.
Uh-huh.
And how long does it take you to set that up when you go out with the monkeys?
4 or 5 minutes, I've got
just
it.
Just that?
Yeah, I've got it.
I suppose they set a lot of it up themselves, don't they, now?
Yeah.
Themselves,
no, they don't.
No, lazy monkeys.
This setup is so clever. You should be a university professor.
But I mean, that is incredible. Just what we witnessed. Backing vocals from monkeys. Monkeys playing instruments. It was all there. But as I say, if you don't believe me, go to the Facebook page whenever this goes up in a bit and have a look at that. But yeah, knowing around here, to be fair, it'll probably be up by, what, 2019?
Yeah, I think so. I think yeah. They're... when's the next World Cup? It'll just be after that once TalkSport's done with them.
Sounds about right. Anyway, listen, Steve, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That's live music, because that is what we do on a Friday. Yasmin Khan is with us next. Is she coming in to tell us what's going on her show? Yeah, she's just not.
She says she really wants to come in, but she's desperate to hear a speech
photocopying
first.
That's
what she said.
Desperate for a wee?
A speech.
Oh.
She wants to hear a speech go out on the airwaves.
She's coming in.
Okay.
She's just had a. Just like gone for a wee. Look, Yasmin Khan, we've got 5 performing monkeys.
Well, 6.
All right. Slightly harsh, but all right. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Hello.
Hi there. You have to make your way in past the monkeys.
I'm quite impressed by the monkeys.
They're quite quiet when not singing and playing instruments.
And the monkey keeper, is that what they're called?
He's the monkey king, look at him.
The monkey king.
He's in a rock star suit.
You are in a rock star, rock star onesie.
Yeah.
Claimed rock star.
Yeah. Yasmin Khan is with you, of course. Hello. It's Friday Drive on Talk Radio. What you got coming up?
Okay, well, we are just getting to this because this is kind of broken in the last hour or so. A Tory minister has written to Sadiq Khan calling on him to take over charge of Notting Hill Carnival and move it from, as he calls it, around a major disaster site. This is Greg Hands, the MP, Minister of State for International Trade, in fact. There's been a massive backlash against this, so we're going to get the latest on this.
Do you think it's right to... I mean, it's almost a case of the... it goes on because life goes on, and you sort of incorporate that into the terrible tragedy, don't you?
There's all of that. Yeah. And there's a lot of angles to this because there's an ongoing controversy with the carnival that there have been claims that people are trying to take it away from that area anyway.
Yeah.
So that this is possibly a kind of backdoor excuse to try and get that happening. Yeah. But there's also the fact that whilst it's kind of in the same area, the carnival doesn't pass by Grenfell.
No.
And actually, potentially something as positive and as massive as the carnival, who I'm sure the organisers in their own way are going to be looking at how they can commemorate.
Of course.
Grenfell.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's part of their plans. It's potentially exactly what the community needs.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking to the local Labour MP.
Okay.
I'm sure Emma Dentcode will have a lot to say about that.
She's very outspoken about all this, isn't she?
Yeah. We're hopefully speaking to her just after 4 o'clock. Also today we've got the comedian Samantha Baines coming in. She is our trending reviewer. She's on the telly and everything.
She's
all sorts.
Wow, what's she on?
She's in that next Netflix thing about the royals.
She's
in that.
That Netflix thing about the royals.
That one, yeah. So she's coming in to talk us through the stories that are trending. We're also going to be talking about the G20 this afternoon, but from the perspective of someone like me who goes, but what does it actually mean
for all of us? It's confusing,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't even seen G1, G2, G3, G4, G5, G6, and G7, G8.
I did see G17.
Oh, what was that like?
It was confusing.
Yeah. Was that the one? No, I haven't seen that.
G4 were that opera band on the X Factor who sung Hit Me Baby One More Time.
And also the awful security firm.
That's G4S. That's what Apple bring out after G4 about half a year later.
I see why it's confusing.
Is it like 3G and 4G? Is that part of it as well?
Yeah.
You see why we need someone to explain
absolutely.
To us.
Glad you're here.
Why we should care and what it actually all means. So we'll be talking about that. Also, should we care about house prices? Because another day, another survey.
Yeah.
Should we really be as kind of obsessed as we are about them? So we've been looking at that. Mental health, which is a topic I really like talking about and bringing attention to. I think we need to do it a lot more. We do as a society. We're getting better at it. And we're starting to remove that stigma. However, there are not enough resources and there are more and more people asking for help. So we have talked to someone to say, what if someone asks you and says to you, actually, I do need help as a mate, as a partner, as a spouse, as a, you know, what do you do? What can you do?
Yeah. All right.
So all of that to come. Plus, we will have music review and gonorrhea. I can't really
We'll have gonorrhea.
Well, we're going to be talking.
Speak for yourself, Yasmin.
We're going to be talking about why, and I shouldn't laugh, it's becoming untreatable. It's
it
very
is.
Serious
about antibiotics, isn't it? It's developing resistance to antibiotics.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right.
So all of that.
Okay, thank you, Yasmin. With you next on the radio, Talk Radio. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.